the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Much of the East Coast had been dry for months. In a matter of hours, North Carolina got as much as 12 inches of rain.
One day we're like drought, the next day we're like drowning, so it's crazy.
Susan Sullivan, who lives in Wilmington, the floodwaters rushed in through a building in Baltimore, and this woman says it's bad.
Oh, there's water went through the building. It's probably all flooded.
A big storm system affecting much of the east today from Maryland to Maine. A miserable morning commute for millions of people as a result. Lots of flooding reported. Roads affected, trees down. At least 5 deaths are blamed on very wet weather in the east. At least a temporary setback for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. An important border crossing has been shut down by Pakistan after a NATO cross-border raid went wrong this week. More from ABC's Martha Raddatz.
They've closed down this path. We were there along the Khyber Pass last year. They bring tons of food and military supplies to U.S. troops every day. The U.S. is now in urgent talks with the Pakistanis to get it opened back up. The Pakistanis have made all kinds of threats, but the U.S. officials seem confident they can lower the temperature over the coming days. At least they hope so.
Pakistan says a NATO helicopter attack killed 3 of its troops. Car manufacturers are releasing their September sales figures today. The numbers are expected to be down compared with August, but up a little bit on a year ago. TARP, the financial rescue plan for Wall Street, it's running out of business today or this weekend, no longer authorized to have funds. However, most of the money that's been spent so far likely to be paid back. Violence in Ecuador. Rafael Correa speaking to supporters shortly after he was rescued by the military. Police rebels had threatened to attack him. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot has Filtrete Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Filtrete filters now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This holiday season, if you want to save like a Sam's Club member, there's no better time to become a Sam's Club member. Now, when you join September 29th through October 10th, get 15 weeks of savings for just $15. Stock up on brand name basics like Tide and Huggies. Save on the freshest meat and produce, the latest electronics, unique gift items, and more. Join now. Save through the holidays. 15 weeks, just $15. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit Sam's Club or samsclub.com for details.
A changing of the guard today at the White House. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is stepping down. He's expected to run for mayor of Chicago. ABC's Ann Compton reports.
With the Obama crowd, Rahm Emanuel gets the credit for pushing health care and Wall Street reform.
You go into a meeting, he has a list of what he wants to get done. He's focused on getting those things done. He always has ideas.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the new guy has something, too.
There is a complete loyalty and trust with somebody like Pete.
Pete Rouse will be the interim chief of staff. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
They don't look a day older. Lucy, Linus, Charlie Brown, and Snoopy are, in fact, 60 tomorrow. The original Peanuts comic strip first ran in a few newspapers in October of 1950. New ones came out until February 2000 when creator Charles Schulz died. Peanuts continues in many newspapers in reruns. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal.
Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids, and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At texasprepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit texasprepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 67 degrees right now at the studios. Headed to a high today in the mid-80s, so a little bit cooler than yesterday, and a very nice weekend in store for us. We'll tell you more about that after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The Bryan man sought by authorities for a drive-by shooting last weekend turned himself in Thursday afternoon. 8 hours later, 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz was out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Munoz is charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. 2 victims received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. How's the Bryan School Board going to choose its next superintendent? Well, after holding its second discussion Thursday night, WTAW's Bill Oliver reports the Board of Trustees haven't made much progress from their initial conversation last week.
Board member David Stansny, the only one involved in Bryan's last 2 superintendent searches, tried to temper Kelly Levy's hope of finding someone from a smaller district.
Well, if you're wanting to move up, a lot of people have that in mind.
If that's
people like the challenge.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know that sounds good.
I'm asking
good.
You not to discount that possibility.
I'm not discounting anything. I'm just saying don't get the idea that they're just going to be knocking the doors down, the kind of people that we want, because we thought maybe that was going to happen the other times, and it didn't.
Stansny says a strength seen of outside candidates who won't leave their current district is the same reason for the Bryan Board to consider current employees.
If you look around this state and you look at some of the best superintendents that have ever been in any district, they oftentimes had a long history with that district even before they were superintendent. There's a loyalty that develops. There are qualities that develop. And I don't want to overlook those.
During a 30-minute executive session, Stansny named his in-house candidates. Trustees President Pat Shield says he expects some movement when the board returns for its next meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Local law enforcement looking for the man responsible for a grab-and-go robbery Thursday morning. John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says it was at the Tigerland convenience store on South Texas Avenue.
The victim reported that a male came in the store, said he had a weapon, and that this was a robbery, and he reached over the counter and grabbed a bunch of cash out of the register and then took off on foot. The victim was not injured during the crime.
And because the thief didn't wear any disguises, the store's surveillance camera took clear pictures. You can see those photos online on our website, WTAW.com. There's no disagreement on the College Station City Council that police are responding to too many false alarms. From a recent workshop, the council majority called for making it more expensive for business and homeowners. As for the specifics, the council directed staff to generate recommendations. Currently, you can get 5 free false alarms per year in College Station before the city begins charging $50 for each subsequent false alarm. Mayor Nancy Berry wants to reduce the number of free false alarms and increase the penalty.
Policy is that after the 3rd alarm, false call in 12 months, you're going to, here's the fine schedule, and we start off large, you know, $250 and sure. And move it on up, you know, $575, $750, and $1,000. I think it gets their attention and they get their alarm fixed.
Councilman Jess Fields disagreed with the mayor's numbers, though.
You know, getting like to $1,000 in 4 easy steps, I mean, that's pretty high. Maybe a little bit high. I would rather
see... I considered it punitive, yes.
Sure. Now, it doesn't have to be huge for someone to say, whoa, you know, I'm doing something wrong. I mean, you don't have to start out at an enormous level.
No one on the council disagreed with a police department recommendation to hire an outside company to collect fines for false alarms. The city of Bryan already does that and has seen the number of false alarms go down. And summer vacation may be a fleeting memory for many, but a group of high school students from Robertson County gained some insight inspecting convenience stores in Bryan College Station. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse co-chaired a study of how much tobacco advertising is found in convenience stores.
In the more high-risk neighborhoods, I expected there to be a lot more signage and a lot more advertising. And in the nicer areas where you would think the youth would not be as high risk, there would be less. But it was the total opposite.
Out of 18 convenience stores studied, all but two received either a D or F grade. Neuendorf was also surprised by the amount of alcohol advertising, which she says was more than tobacco products in convenience stores. More comments about the study are available on our website. Go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 67 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Let's check the weather at 612, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
A large area of high pressure covers all of the central and western United States. This system is going to be responsible for abundant sunshine right through the upcoming weekend, some warm temperatures, but those temperatures will start to ease off as we head through the weekend. We'll be looking at sunny skies today. We're going to be 85 to 90. Clear tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine in the forecast for Saturday, 85 to 90. Clear 55 to 60 Saturday night. Sunday, sunny, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What a football game last night in Stillwater, Oklahoma. But alas for Aggie fans, it was Oklahoma State that had the final cheer on the final play of the football game. We'll talk about that, the ups and the downs of quarterback Gerard Johnson. The Aggies fall by a field goal, 38-35. We'll talk about that. Lots of high school football tonight, a couple of homecomings in town. We'll talk about that, and we'll try to talk some golf if we have time to, as they're playing the Ryder Cup in Wales right now. We got that and a lot more in a busy sports weekend coming up.
They're trying to hit Wales with golf balls? Is that what you're saying? Wow.
They're
wow.
in Wales.
What a job.
George
That's
Costanza
right.
did that.
That's
yeah.
right. You know, Wales is only about the size of New Jersey.
What'd you say? George Costanza tried to hit Wales with a golf ball?
I'm sorry, it wasn't George Costanza. It was Kramer that that hit a golf ball into the ocean
okay.
and it lodged into a whale.
Yeah.
It was a Seinfeld.
Okay.
Episode.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I yeah. remember that.
All right, so have you seen the temps for this weekend? I mean,
darn near perfect.
I tell you, it's going to be 57 tonight. That's, I mean, that's football weather.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
really is.
Bring
you,
it
on.
Let's
and
play
it,
some football.
And it's homecoming, so you
yeah,
can, you
both
can,
places it's
can
homecoming.
Wear your letter jacket from 1967.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know it won't snap
know.
In the front, but.
Now, wait, if that was a in Bryan, that wouldn't be a Bryan high jacket, though.
It'd be a green. 67 would be a Stephen
That'd be a green yeah. and white Bronco jacket.
Bronkers, but.
Or perhaps a Kemp jacket.
Yeah, so. And, but, you know, just kind of trying to pull it together like that dang thing. Cut it in the back and put some elastic back there. Anyway, but then Sunday night is 50.
Cut it in the back.
Yeah, and then put some elastic in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And 49 for the low on Monday night. Now, that is dang right chilly. And northeasterly wind, so that'll keep the humidity down, but we could use some rain. All right.
It's all right. Just in time for the Christmas parade. We'll be back up.
Oh, did you hear that, by the way? Did you hear that this morning?
Tossed you a softball.
Did you hear the Sam's Club commercial? The Sam's Club commercial this morning. just in time for the holidays. Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
What?
There you go. Well, it's a burr month, and it has been for 2 months now. We're talking about, okay, go ahead. Don't you know how many paychecks?
No, just one month.
How many paychecks?
Because it's not August burr.
Five.
What? Well, no, we're into the second
yes,
burr.
Yes,
we
are now.
I think
yeah,
that's what
that's
I said.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, today.
Five paychecks?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, that's right. So there.
If you get paid twice a month. If you get paid once, three.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you don't get paid at all, well, you know.
If you don't get paid at all, then.
And there's some of them out there, you know.
Yeah, there are. There are. We have a story today about violence at a garage sale, and
ooh.
Oh, that can happen.
Well, and I know, and
boy, you get there early.
Yeah, you start haggling over that shoe shiner.
I'm surprised. Now, which one—the one that has the button on the ground, or the one that's got the pole?
Oh no, the pole with the button on top and the little.
That's pretty fancy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
what can really cause it is those people, you know, that starts at 7, they show up at 6, they walk into your kitchen.
The early birds.
You know, saying, yeah, is that a refrigerator for sale?
But you know, to go back to the...
I'm sorry, you crossed that doorway, you've gone from shopping to trespassing.
Right. Didn't mean to catch in your jammies, sir, but there you go.
Hey, early birds, okay?
Yeah. Can I have a cup of coffee? Yeah. I'll sell you one.
Now, but I want you to go back now to the shoeshine buffer, okay? The shoeshiner, all right?
Don't ask me how I came up with that.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. I mean, you just grab that stream of consciousness and you
hop right
in it. Now, how many times have you seen those where the red side has been used nearly as much as the black side? You know what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I've never used one of those.
The
machines.
Black side is obviously for black shoes.
And the red side
the red
is for
side is
cordovan?
For cordovan or brown or something
most
like that.
Most anything other than
anything
black.
That's not black. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think that...
So what happens if you use the red side
often?
On a black shoe?
Probably nothing until long term. You know, then you're liable to get black tips on there. I'm not sure.
Is it like an honor bar if you use that thing to start counting seconds and charge you, you know, when you check out? Yeah, you know. Sorry, sir. Use the shoe shine buffer for 12 seconds, it says here. That's right. And you also watched a dirty movie. So,
now, wait a minute.
You know.
Wait. You're in a hotel with one of those things?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What?
Is that really, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one in a hotel.
I don't know that
room.
I have either.
They've
You've
got
never...
the little cloth they put in the. You know,
you've never
package.
Been in a hotel where they had a shoe shine buffer?
Well, not in your room.
You really?
In your room?
No.
Well,
no,
we're not talking about,
wow.
You know, Motel 4, you know. No, we're, you know, but I've been in,
really?
I've been in hotels where they have a shoe shine buffer. They got the big rod sticking out of it where
you push the
button on the top.
I didn't know you had that in your room.
If I don't recall it. I'll put it to you that way. I'm not going to
I didn't pay for this room. It was paid for
me.
Oh,
yeah, but, well,
you know,
okay.
I wouldn't stay in a place like that.
We digress. So often.
Well, that's what we do.
We'll be gressing for the next 2 hours and 42 minutes.
So we'll do that. All right. Two men both wanted to be first to the yard sale in Sonora, California. 70-year-old John Jocelyn.
Yeah. So he's got his walker.
Was apparently ready.
Got the tennis balls going.
If you've ever used a bar stool as a walker, I heard that the other day. You might be a redneck. And Ron White raised his hand.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 70-year-old John Jocelyn apparently upset that 64-year-old Joseph Brown was ahead of him in the driveway.
Whippersnapper.
Yep. Allegedly tried to trip Brown twice. Brown.
Twice?
Yep. Brown pushed Mr. Jocelyn away. Mr. Jocelyn grabbed a 5-pound cast iron cornbread pan from the table and whacked him upside the head with it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, you probably can't swing it very fast.
But this is garage sale violence. How often does this happen and go unreported?
And in California, no less.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good.
Some people aren't laid back there.
If it happened in West Virginia, I would say, just another day.
That's it.
Info.
Mason.
Because, I mean, somebody had taken a piece of tape and actually taped $2 on that pan. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Is it bent or blood-stained after he's finished the assault? What do you think?
Give me.
Yeah.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger.
Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
620, and I don't know if it'll end this way, but on eBay right now, you can get a vintage electric Dremel shoe shine buffer.
Yeah.
For current bid is $19.50. So, just saying.
There you go.
And that's the one that's got the pole with the button on it. So, vintage shoe shiner from the 50s for $19.95. All right.
I'm there.
Let's do some birthdays.
Let's do a few. We got a few for this weekend, so let's get to it as we start October. It's October 1st. Happy birthday to you if it's yours today or this weekend. A couple of guys turn 86. Well, probably more than a couple. But,
yeah, probably several.
But these guys do. Pianist Roger Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Our pianist is 80 is 86 years old today.
You know, there.
Go ahead.
I forget, years ago they were introduced. Uh-huh. I'm at Opus. I'm like, you know, 19 or something. And there's a guy who goes, all right, let's introduce the band. Here's Charlie. He's the tallest. Here's Frank. He's the shortest. And here's John. He's the pianist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's an old joke.
That's funny. You giggled.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Mom
yeah.
slapped you.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
Ba-doom-ba. Yeah. There you go. Also 86 today, and hope he's feeling better because I think he's getting out of a Cleveland hospital today with a little stomach bug. Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, is 86 years old today. Tom Bosley from Happy Days. Howard Cunningham turns 83 years old today. Dead. Alive.
Dead.
Julie Andrews. Uh-huh. Birthday is today. She turned 75 years old.
Not just
today.
Alive. She, the hills are alive.
Yeah,
the hills are
on, man. Absolutely.
I mean, she had to quit singing a few years ago, right?
Well, yeah.
She had some surgery that messed up her vocal cords.
She's going to be on the Opster, I believe.
Is she really?
Yeah, she and Christopher Plummer and some of those kiddos who played the Mantrops.
That's, is that right? Is that today?
Well, I don't know. I know it's coming up pretty soon simply because they knocked the Beatles out of number one in the Billboard charts right about now.
Oh, is that right?
And I also want to say that right about this week, I believe, is her anniversary of her debut on Broadway as well.
There you go. That had been Mary Poppins?
No. Long ago.
Longer ago than
that.
She was
like 22 or so.
Okay. Stella Stevens, the actress, turns 74 years old. Some baseball guys. Rod Carew turned 65. And Mark McGwire, who probably won't make the Hall of Fame. We'll see. He's 47 years old today. Here's a Boy Scout. Randy Quaid. Has he been arrested this week?
No, I don't think this week.
Oh, okay.
In the news for all the wrong reasons.
Alleged squatter, Randy Quaid.
Right, you're right. Can't pay his bills. He's 60 years old today.
He has become that character from...
he's Cousin Eddie.
He is.
But he's not as lovable.
No, I don't think so.
That's right.
That's life imitating art.
There you go. Stephen Collins, he was in Seventh Heaven. He's 63. He's also in that new show that I've started watching called An Unusual Family. He plays a bad guy in that. And let me see. I think that's Cindy Margulies, excuse me. The actress is 45 years old. And there you go. That's all I got for today.
That's all I got.
Oh, that's all you got.
Yeah,
okay, well, good. Coming up tomorrow, Rex Reed, the movie critic, will be 72 years old.
And shoplifter. And shoplifter.
Oh, yeah, he does a little of that, too.
Did that, yeah.
Yeah, Don McLean, American Pie, turns
been here.
Yeah, 65 years old tomorrow.
And still doing very well.
There you go. Annie Leibovitz is the...
Photog person.
Yeah,
right?
Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, turns 61. Sting will be 59 tomorrow. Lorraine Bracco, she was in The Sopranos. She played the doctor, the psychiatrist, is 55 years old. Singer Tiffany turns 39. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Come on. Who else?
Mike and the Mechanics. Lead singer
All
Mike
of them?
Rutherford.
Oh, okay.
Just Mike Rutherford. In the Living Years, if you know that song, that is a great song. That happens to be his group. He wasn't the singer. Kelly Ripa.
Oh, yeah, the Ripster.
40.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, and we got Avery Brooks from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He'd be 62.
Yeah.
Donna Karen, I guess, the designer person, is 62. And Vanilla Sky is 25.
Who?
I don't know. It's just that's a scary name.
You'd fuss at Tom for reading off someone who didn't know.
You know, on weekends I really try to be more, you know, discretionary.
You're welcome, Tom.
He's doing Vanilla Sky.
Actually, I believe she's an educational film.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Right, Sunday then. Chubby Checker will be 69 years old.
Do you think he's offended by that now?
By the Chubster?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, he just wants to be recognized, I think.
So. Well, I mean, what do they call him by his first name? You know, Marvin Checker. You know, what are they?
Yeah. Sounds like they're calling him to work at number four, you know, at Piggly Wiggly or something.
Yeah, who knows, Marvin Checker, you know. Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac is 60 years old. Al Sharpton, the civil rights leader, will be 56 years old. Tommy Lee, the drummer, was married to both Pam Anderson and Heather Locklear.
Ah, the stories he could tell.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the pictures he could show. My goodness.
He went there, didn't he?
He did. I wasn't going to. Wow.
Ashley Simpson, that's the little sister of Jessica, is 25 years old. And Sean William Scott.
Stifler.
Yeah, the American Pie movies.
Well, and Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
Come on.
34.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what people that we've never heard of do you have for
No. Roy Horn, who was like the Roy of Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, yeah.
66. Uh-huh. And Alan Rachins, who was the bald-headed guy in L.A. Law.
Know him.
Would be a 68.
There you go.
Something just dawned on me. Sorry, very quickly. Can you catch Hannity?
No, because he's no. Oh, is he live? What, catch him live?
No, can you pull it up?
He's running down the hall.
I didn't.
Something wrong. We've got the same one over and over. We haven't gotten an upload in all week, I don't think.
No. We have. You had a repeat yesterday because I forgot to catch it. Trust me on this. I'm pretty sure. So
okay, I went to Sean backup and it wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Well then, go whatever you choose to do. Then.
Okay, so. Neve Campbell is
there.
Yeah, Neve Campbell. Nev. Okay,
Nev.
From Scream. Is that right?
And before that, Party of Five.
Ah, there you go. She's 37. So there you go. 627 right now.
The Friends Association of the Symphony Orchestra will host Dressed to a Tee, an afternoon tea and fashion show Thursday, November 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Woman's Club in Bryan. Fashions will be provided by Charlie. The Little Red Schoolhouse, Morgan Fitzgerald's, and Wits End. Cost is $50 per person, and proceeds will benefit the Brazos Valley Symphony Goes to School program. Reservation deadline is October 21st. For further information, call 979-846-8172.
Come by Rattlers and try our three exciting new fountain flavors made with real imperial sugar. Our new Cherry Limeade, Orange Dreamsicle, and Root Beer Float fountain flavors will bring back great memories for our older customers, and our younger customers come back for more. While you're here, take advantage of our Pringles 2 for $2 sale. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hey, good morning. It's 628 on Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a gift basket with information on businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, here we go. Pretty nice weather. 86 for a high today and sunny. About the same thing for tomorrow. And low down below 60, about 57 or so. Then even nicer as we move on through the weekend. 82 for a high on Sunday. 78 for a high temperature on Monday, and both nights. That's Sunday night and Monday night. We'll be down around 50 or lower for our low, so very pleasant. Right now, humidity 71%. We have north winds at 8, and we have 70 degrees outside.
Foreclosure, bankruptcy, low credit scores holding you back? We can help restart your life. We can raise your credit score on the average of 127 points within 40 to 50 days. For more information, call Bill Watkins with Idea Co. KW at 979-220-7788.
If you know how to navigate the healthcare system, you can save money and get better care. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberen. Within just a few weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberen for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight, I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great, and I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberen. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberen customer. For your risk-free supply of Amberen, call 1-800-564-5577. A limited number of risk-free trials are available. Call 1-800-564-5577. That's 1-800-564-5577. Or visit stopflashes.com.
When you're healthy, it's easy to take your health for granted. However,
good health is priceless, and it's the most powerful financial asset we have. For example, with good health, you can always make more money, but with more money, you can't always get good health.
Family physician Dr. David Liu, author of the book Stay Healthy, Live Longer, Spend Wisely, says according to a recent study,
83,000 Americans died prematurely simply because they didn't get the right things done, stuff that every doctor knows needs to be done. That is twice the death rate of breast cancer in the United States. Had those individuals been in a top-tier healthcare program, they'd be alive today.
One of the reasons people don't go to the doctor is money.
Well, one of the things patients need never to be embarrassed about is their ability to pay for medications or treatments. In fact, one study showed that more patients want to talk about costs than doctors do. And doctors believe patients want to have a discussion about costs. But in the end, neither one actually talk about it.
But it's your money and your health, and you should speak up. And Dr. Liu says if you do have to pay for some medical care out of pocket, you should say so because you may be able to pay less.
And it's very important for individuals, if they're getting tests or procedures, to tell the provider, whether that's an x-ray department or a laboratory, that you are paying out of pocket. Often there might be a cash discount that is actually very different than the schedule the insurance company pays for.
For transcripts, visit our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 67 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-80s for a high today, but as we've heard this morning, very nice weather-wise in store for us this weekend. We'll tell you more about that after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. In the time it takes a second shift employee to start and end their workday, the Bryan man accused of drive-by shooting last weekend was in and out of jail. Police say 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Munoz is charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. Two victims received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Jail records indicate Munoz posted a $30,000 bond 8 hours after arriving Thursday afternoon. There's still more questions than answers after two discussions among members of the Bryan School Board about how they will go about selecting the district's next superintendent. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the latest.
The agenda for last night's Bryan ISD trustees special meeting did not allow the board to consider action. There remains no majority whether to hire a search firm. In executive session, David Stasny offered names of existing Bryan District employees. Before that, Stasny and Kelly Levy disagreed on the chances of finding someone outside the district.
I just hear you saying we can't do this.
No, I didn't say anything of that nature at all. I said to be careful about thinking that this process is going to bring all sorts of people out of the woodwork that are going to be the kind of people we want. And that's why I want to make sure that we look at all possibilities, especially internally, before we decide that this is the only way to go.
Stasny also responded to Maritza Hoffman's comment that she wasn't ready to settle on promoting someone from within.
Why would I be interested in settling with, I assume that implies, well, let's just take whatever comes along and don't worry about it. You got to be kidding me. Y'all not know me at all? Or been together this long and you don't have any clue about me? Of course I'm not interested in settling. That's ridiculous.
Trustees President Pat Shields says he expects some movement when the board holds its next meeting. Stasny is the only current board member involved in using a search firm nearly 10 years ago to hire Herman Smith from Greenville. And Stasny and Merrill Green are the only members still around who promoted Mike Cargill 7 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you go to our website, WTAW.com, you can see pictures of the man accused of a Thursday morning robbery at the Tigerland convenience store on South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The suspect is described as a white male,
probably in his late 30s or early 40s. He has very short hair, a receding hairline. He has multiple tattoos on both his forearms, plainly visible, and possibly some tattoos on his right leg.
Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says the clerk told investigators the suspect had a gun. Photos from the surveillance camera show the clerk backing away as the robber grabbed what was in the cash register. Most of the burglary alarms that police in College Station respond to are false alarms. Staff and the city council are interested in making alarm holders pay more for those calls. Assistant Police Chief Larry Johnson told the council during a recent workshop they've been talking to an outside firm who would send out fine notices and collect the money.
They do the billing, the collection, and that also not only help us to recapture officer time, but staff time. We have a police assistant that spends a significant amount of time going through all of this, sending those letters, determining whether or not we're at five or if it's been within the last 12 months. Also, it's, you know, not only officer time, but we have staff time involved in that also.
The assistant chief also says Bryan and other cities using third-party collection firms are using third-party collection firms to reduce the number of false alarms. There's no council majority at the workshop on updating the fine schedule and how many free false alarms would be given. Currently in College Station, alarm users get 5 freebies each year and $50 fines starting with the 6th false alarm. Part of summer vacation for some Robertson County High School students included visiting Bryan College Station convenience stores. Well, maybe not for what you think. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos County Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse says they were conducting a study that was watching advertising tobacco companies place in those stores.
Most of the advertisements from the tobacco industry is geared toward youth because obviously they need new customers. So, you know, where they place it in the store is key as well. So I was really surprised at the results because I thought that the stores, you know, in more south of town would grade better than some of the ones north of town. But it was not the case.
All but 2 of the 18 stores they surveyed received a D or F on tobacco advertising. The study takes into account not only the volume, but the placement of the advertising. More comments about the study can be found on our website. Go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37, 67 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to orthopedics, St. Joseph excels in Texas and the nation.
So much so that Health Grades made them the recipient of the 2009 and 2010 Health Grades Spine Surgery Excellence Award,
ranking them in the top 5% in the nation for spine surgery,
and bringing them 5-star ratings for joint and total knee replacement and back and neck surgery.
Impressive? Yes. But no less than their commitment to what's most important to them, you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte Roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. The home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. We offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 20-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, we'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in our warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Hey, 6:38, let's check a little bit of weather out there.
Same high-pressure system that gave us sunshine at the start of the work week gives us sunshine here at the conclusion of the work week. Temperatures will be 85 to 90. It'll be clear overnight, 55 to 60. High pressure lingers over the area tomorrow. More sun. We'll be back up to 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear, pleasant, 55 to 60. Sunshine a bit cooler for Sunday. Temperatures by Sunday are probably going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
We're going to put a little sportscast together here. I'm trying my best. We got a few things.
We're going to try to scrape some things together,
yeah,
and make a little pile of sports.
We got a few things to talk about. Going to try to talk about some high school football because there's a couple of homecoming games tonight, but then when the Aggies play on Thursday night. You got to squeeze that in, too. We'll talk about that, maybe even tell you some golf news and more coming up in sports.
We talk a lot more had they won, but, you know.
Oh, no, we're going to talk a lot even though they lose. Okay. I mean, it was, you know, it was a good football game, I guess.
Was it?
It was an entertaining football game.
Yeah, if you're not pulling for either side and you to see a lot of mistakes.
If you're from northern Georgia and you're just looking for something to watch, then that probably would have been okay.
Oh, man. I mean, you know. You think Gerard had nightmares last night?
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Exactly. You know what? Wait a second. I got to use a new lead now.
Uh-oh.
No, it wasn't.
Where else do you find us quoting the classics in our sports? I mean, it don't happen that often.
You can go get that on Aggie 96.
Yeah. Well, I was telling Chase this morning. I don't know. We don't talk sports now, but I will. But I don't think I've ever seen a football game where one individual's highs and lows so much determined the outcome of a football game than last night in Gerard.
But
it's a tough one.
Well, we'll talk about
there you
it
go.
Next hour. So, and by the way, Chase, just so you'll know, I didn't forget the promise. Today we will talk about the most annoying TV commercials out there.
Yes.
See if everybody can.
Yeah, because that was the one that I wanted to do. Yes,
I know you did.
You were giving the Scott wine to us.
Yeah. By the way, the politicians have left. There's nothing but this guy who's the president roaming around America trying to find votes. So there's no politicians.
And trying to find a chief of staff, too. He's got an interim chief of staff, I hear.
Well, that's good.
Well, he was his chief of staff when he was in the Senate. This interim guy.
Well, he doesn't have much experience then, does he?
No.
I went ahead and said it, didn't I?
I heard what you did there.
That's right. He's the chief of staff of a community organizer.
Yeah,
there you go.
That'll be perfect. What do you do then?
Just make sure the donuts are fresh, I guess?
If the donuts is what they want, the coffee's
not scorched.
The president talked to supporters last night at a hip-hop concert fundraiser put on by the DNC in Washington. He used the evening to talk about the importance of the youth vote. The one of the acts that appeared was a hip hop artist called B.O.B. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. His name's
Bob.
He's actually his name's Bobby, but he actually has quite a few songs that are very popular right now.
Yeah, and some that are somewhat controversial, and so
he has some colorful language.
He does. But anyway. So he was out there, and I believe the quote that was on Drudge this morning is the president apparently said it took a few years to free the slaves. I mean, really? He really said that? Anyway, in the meantime, a new Gallup poll shows the president probably does not have to worry about the Hillster, at least for now. He has a 52-37% lead among Democrats with her.
Well, there's two more years to go.
There's time. Hillary's Democrat support, obviously, older, more conservative, made up of fewer college graduates? Really? The president's support is decidedly younger, more educated, and more liberal. That's according to what the poll says.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah. Hillary's Democrat support is older, more conservative, and made up of fewer college graduates. I just don't believe that, to be honest with you. I believe that there are a whole bunch of people who didn't have college degrees who voted for Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Again, methodology, it's all about that. Marco Rubio solidified his lead over Charlie Crist.
Marco!
Rubio! Okay. Anyway, 46-33. But, you know,
it's a barrel of fish.
You guys are cute. Yeah.
Charlie's got great hair. You know, anytime you got that white-headed guy, you just think about that. You know, when he's white-headed and he's still got his own teeth. I mean, just dignified, you know? Just dignified.
White-headed and still has his own teeth.
Well. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people who are white-headed who don't have their own teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was just really hoping that, when you said Charlie, I guess for a fleeting moment, I thought you were going to talk about Charlie Rangel.
So. Oh, no. And Charlie's probably going to get reelected. We'll look for that soundbite.
I want to thank the people in my district.
Meg Whitman, have you heard about her? She's in a little peck of trouble in that she has apparently knowingly, according to the attorney for her opponent, knowingly employed an illegal immigrant for 9 years
and then fired her once she decided to run for governor. Lady's name is Nikki Diaz, and I said that she's this is the attorney for her opponent. It's not. She's Gloria Allred, who's kind of high profile lately out there,
yes,
in California. She's the attorney for this housekeeper.
I wonder who's paying for Ms. Allred's services.
Yes, it'd be interesting to find out. Apparently what happened was the Megster got letters from Social Security people saying this individual's Social Security number and their name do not match up. And apparently there are letters out there that she was notified that this was an illegal, allegedly, and didn't take any action on it.
I found it interesting. Rush pointed out yesterday, you know, he said, okay, so now it becomes important. We have a Treasury Secretary that conveniently forgot to pay his taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But this country couldn't not have Tim Geithner as our Treasury Secretary.
Suddenly, well,
The other thing that he pointed out is he said in terms of Republicans, Meg Whitman's a pretty moderate Republican,
uh-huh,
if you will.
I would agree. The thing is, this is an elected position as opposed to appointed, and so that's different. This is a statistic I found this morning interesting. Over the past three decades, registered Latino voters has tripled to 21% of the electorate in California, as white voters have declined from 83% to 65%. I only say to you that right here in Texas, you best watch the trends in California. If, in fact, you want to have your voice heard on Election Day, then you better register and you better vote, because I'm sure that Texas will use California as the template. Latino leaders will use California as the template to increase voter registration in Texas and become a continued larger voice in Texas politics. And I can remember Steve Murdoch probably 5 years ago talking about that Latino voting would trend upward steeply in Texas. And so we'll see. Anyway, 21% of the electorate in California is Latino. Linda McMahon got herself in a flap yesterday.
What, she get a headlock by her husband?
Well, no.
Yeah, really? You put her in the sleeper hold?
Yeah.
It ends up being one of those situations where you don't turn the microphone off fast enough.
Uh-oh.
If you have prepared statements or you have pat answers that you want to give, that's one thing. But then when you start kind of doing a little riff, more often than not, you'll find politicians are an inch deep and a mile wide. As they're finishing up the news conference.
Especially if the teleprompter falls down.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, my goodness. Again?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah, well, now, man, what do I do? There went my thought process right there. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. There you go. Linda McMahon got into a flap yesterday over some vague comments regarding the minimum wage. A staffer shut down the news conference after Ms. McMahon started fumbling those questions regarding the minimum wage and suggesting she might, in fact, lower the minimum wage. In fact, she does not know what Connecticut's minimum wage is.
See.
And so, again, got to be really, really, really careful when you start just kind of.
If she goes into her break room, it'll be posted on a poster. Right?
Exactly.
You know?
It's right there.
Does she not go to work?
Do? Yeah. Come on, it's right there.
And once again, it shows that quite often elected officials do not operate in the same real world as we do.
Oh, open your mouth, act a fool.
Yeah. I think we remember a former president who was amazed at the grocery store where they had a scanner for prices.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, remember that.
Now you've gone to meta.
Well, sorry. I mean, that's the truth.
Make the past part of your present by shopping the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques in Calvert. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5 with all inventory priced to sell. The sale offers antiques, outdoor furniture, art, toys, lighting, and rugs to selected historical fixtures and used odds and ends. They'll accept cash or check only, so be ready to buy during the final sale this weekend at the Boll Weevil Antiques on Main Street in Calvert.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley, and for critical road projects that will ease congestion keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, October 2nd is great production for the Brazos Valley. Learn about the best varieties, soil types, insects and diseases, and more. It's all about grapes at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When it comes time to plant propagation, division is the easiest means of them all. You simply dig an established plant and cut it into several pieces, each of them able to develop into a new plant all on its own. It's something you can do in a few minutes with no tool more unusual than a simple shovel. Still, many folks are unsure of the timing and the technique of this old way of increasing the numbers of their special plants. I'll be back with details after this message. Save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar, the calendar that will tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. I spent about a month getting all of that information ready for you and the photos as well. I take all the photos. I save my best photos for the calendar each year. This is your chance to get them together, the calendar and the magazine subscription, and all of that information of when to do things, all of it for just $34.95. That's a 41% savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine today. I know you're going to like this. I hope you'll give it a chance. It will save you a ton of money. $34.95 is what you pay up front, and you're going to save a lot more than that by making great decisions. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before the price goes up. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Which plants can be divided? Well, clump-forming plants are the only ones that are commonly increased by division. You need to be able to lift a cluster of several distinct sets of top growth and root systems. You need to be able to split them apart without doing irreparable harm to the offspring. Many perennials and a few shrubs can be divided, but most woody plants cannot. Many houseplants are started this way, including sansevierias and peace lilies, African violets, ferns, and aloes. When should you divide your plants? Well, first, establish the reason for doing the dividing. If it's merely to get more plants, you can do it as soon as there are enough plants in a clump to justify the effort. If it's to keep your prized plants from getting too crowded, you need to monitor their growth. When they're congested and causing one another problems, it's time to divide them. As to the time of year to do the dividing, fall is an excellent time for many of your perennials, especially those that bloom in the spring. In fact, the rule of green thumb is that if it blooms in the spring, you divide it in the fall, and vice versa. Late September and October are ideal times for spring blooming types. Here are some specific guidelines. Dahlias should be dug and divided every 3 to 5 years, depending on their vigor. By the time a given clump has more than 6 or 8 fans, it's probably time to think about transplanting some of them. Lift each established clump, work the soil away from its root systems. If you can gently break the clump into individual plants, that's much better than actually cutting the roots with a knife or shovel. Bearded iris are also dug every 3 to 5 years. However, they won't form quite the dense clumps that daylilies will. You'll probably need pruning shears to cut through the rhizomes to separate large established plants into several smaller new plants. Plant them shallowly as you reset them into your beds. It's easy to plant irises too deeply. Shasta daisies can actually be dug and divided every year if you wish, certainly no less often than every couple of years. Each old clump can be broken into many new small plants. Set them 8 to 10 inches apart. As you plant them back into their beds, they'll fill in and bloom well the next growing season, and you'll have a lot of plants to give to friends. Purple cone flowers are dug and divided every 2 or 3 years. You'll be digging up loose clumps of small plants and filtering through the garden soil for individual plants and their roots. Choose the largest, most vigorous plants and set them right back into the same area after you've worked new organic matter into it. Use the extra plants to populate friends' gardens. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:54. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. You had a feeling that the winner of last night's A&M Oklahoma State nationally televised Big 12 football game would be told by which Gerard Johnson showed up last. Would it be the JJ who threw a career high 5 touchdown passes and engineered 2-touchdown comeback in the fourth quarter? Or would it be the one who threw 4 interceptions for a second straight game and fumbled a ball that was returned for a touchdown? Well, alas for Aggie fans, it was that fourth OSU pick that did the Aggies in. A&M gave up a 14-point halftime lead and then made up a 14-point fourth quarter deficit, but then watched as Oklahoma State's Dan Bailey won it on the last play of the game.
Anticipation in the stadium. For the game. Oklahoma State wins it.
As Reese Davis on ESPN with the call, the 40-yard field goal on the last play. That beat the Aggs 38-35 at Boone's Pickens Stadium. The Aggies led 21-7 at half, gave up 4 straight second-half touchdowns. The fourth on James Thomas's 63-yard return of Johnson's careless fumble. And they were down 35-21, the Aggies were, before Gerard hit Kendrick McNeil and then Ryan Swope.
Yeah, empty in the backfield. Outside pressure. A throw, a catch at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. At Swope, and he dives in. Touchdown!
Well, he found Swope on a short out route. Picked up about 8 yards on it, and then he saw a bunch of running room inside and was able to dive across the goal line for the touchdown. And with the extra point, the Aggies are going to tie this game up.
And they did. It was 35-all with 2:54 left. The Aggie defense held, forced a punt. It appeared that they might be driving for the winning score when Sean Lewis interrupted all that.
They keep a running back to his left, keep him back there to block. Now he leaves the backfield. Throwing the ball. Ben Pitt. Got to stop it. Back to the 45, down at the 40-yard line. 16 seconds to go. He got picked.
Of course, that's Dave South, Dave Elmendorf with the call. That led the way to Bailey's 40-yard angled field goal that split the goalposts and gave the Cowboys their third straight win over A&M in a 4-0 season record. Mike Gundy.
Really proud of our team for fighting back. A lot of mistakes, but we overcome it and find a way to win the game.
And the Aggies suffered their first loss in their Big 12 opener. They will next play a week from tomorrow in Arlington against Arkansas. Couple of homecoming games tonight in Bryan and in College Station. The Bryan Vikings and the Consol Tigers will be looking for 2-0 district starts. Bryan bringing in winless Shoemaker. Consol hosting 1-3 Ellison in 7:30 games. Shoemaker is 0-4, but Bob Ballard knows that these Gray Wolves have a lot of speed.
They still got it. They've got lots and lots of speed. They've lined up and they've played 4 football games at this point, and right now they've lost all 4. They played very well against Waco University. Should have won that football game. And they played very well versus Clean High. We're in that ball game all the way through. They did not play very well last week against Harker Heights. They made a lot of mistakes in the kicking game, a lot of mistakes fumbling the ball on the shotgun snaps and doing all those kind of things that set up points for Harker Heights.
Down Highway 21, the Rudder Rangers will try for their first 16-4A win when they go against district favorite Bastrop at 7:30, and the Navasota Rattlers will play their final non-district game as they travel to Wharton. Of course, you'll be able to hear all of these 4 games on our Bryan Broadcasting family of radios. We'll talk about that next hour. Aggie soccer team will play at Kansas this afternoon at 5 o'clock, and the Aggie volleyball team will host Kansas State tomorrow night at 6:30. The Rangers won and the Astros lost as the regular season of baseball winds down. We'll talk about that, and we'll keep you updated on the Ryder Cup, which is being played right now in Wales. That's a look at sports. Lots going on. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 659 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Very, very heavy rain today in mid-Atlantic states in the Northeast. ABC's Mike Bonfriend says one North Carolina city was really hammered by this storm system.
In Wilmington, 22.5 inches of rain since Sunday. That's 4 months of rain in 4 days, breaking a rainfall record previously set 140 years ago.
Lots of flooding expected from all this.
There are 29 rivers in major or moderate flood in 9 states, and this is expected at least to have this high water probably for 24 hours after the rain leaves the area.
That's ABC's Sam Champion in Norfolk, Virginia. ABC's Stacey Sager is on a flooded street in Newark, New Jersey this morning.
Trucks going by are creating a wave that's going above my knee. No. I am in the water here, underwater here in Newark. We see 4 cars underwater. The fire department was here. They got 1 person out of their car.
New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut hit hard at the height of the morning rush hour. Another tape said to come from Osama bin Laden released this morning. The audio blames Muslim governments for spending more money on their armies than on their citizens. Bin Laden apparently calling for more aid in natural disasters. A new medical survey finds American children get much of their energy from junk food. Pediatrician Dr. Ray Ellen Cavey of the University of Rochester School of Medicine says the top sources of calories are cookies, pizza, and soda.
The information, I think, is quite disturbing in that children are taking almost 40% of their total calories from what we call empty calories, calories with no attached nutritional value.
23 million American children and adolescents are overweight or obese. This new research is from the Journal of the American Dietetic Association. A change at the White House to be announced today. Rahm Emanuel stepping down as chief of staff for President Obama. This is ABC News.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98 and get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scott's Fertilizer for just $17.98 and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Sunday on History. History's toughest drivers challenge the ancient roads of the Himalayas.
We're living on the edge.
Over 100 degrees of staggering heat with a wall of granite on one side and a 1,000-foot drop on the other. From ice road truckers.
We've got rock slides. People get killed.
Comes a new series that'll have you frozen with fear.
I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
Ice Road Truckers Deadliest Roads premieres Sunday at 10, 9 Central on History. Made every day.
A story of survival in a California desert. A 64-year-old man's recovering after spending 6 days without food or water. He got lost during a hike and thought he would die.
It's clear that Edward Rosenthal did not think he was going to make it out of the desert park alive. He poured out his heart on the only thing he had to write on, his hat. His family now has messages from him telling him which family members they can trust, which ones to be suspicious of. It was his last will and testament. His wife does not want another hat trick. She says if he intends to go out for a walk again, he's got to take a friend.
And that's ABC's Mike Bonfriend in Joshua Tree National Park in California. A second case of a baby who died linked to a well-regarded children's hospital in Seattle. An investigation's underway in a reported medical error after an infant died while on the way to the hospital. In an earlier case, an overdose is blamed for the death of a 15-year-old at the hospital. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining?
It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200. That's 324-1200 and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Pop quiz. In three words or less, describe the car buying experience. If you said anything that had to do with painful, nerve-wracking, anything along those lines, you probably should try a different choice. You probably should try a different course of action in purchasing your next vehicle. Maybe you would like to ask your questions in advance. Can I help you out there? You can go to WTAW.com, scroll down, and on the left side of the screen, look for the picture of Mike Vivaldi and ask Mike. Mike is here to answer your questions. He'll do it honestly. He'll do it in a timely manner. He'll even make sure that you have the best advice for you and your family's needs. Things like choosing between 0% financing or cash back, questions about vehicle warranty. You can find out things like that when you go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. You have questions about your credit? Ask Mike. Questions about warranties? Ask Mike. Questions about the car buying process? You know, ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota. WTAW News Time, 7:07, 66 degrees right now at the studios. Mid-80s for a high today. Very nice weekend weather-wise in store for us. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. The Bryan man sought by authorities for a drive-by shooting last weekend turned himself in Thursday afternoon. 8 hours later, 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz was out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Munoz is charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. 2 people received non-life-threatening injuries. How's the Bryan School Board going to choose its next superintendent? After holding its second discussion last night, WTAW's Bill Oliver reports the Board of Trustees didn't make much progress from its initial conversation last week.
Board member David Stansny, the only one involved in Bryan's last 2 superintendent searches, tried to temper Kelly Levy's hope of finding someone from a smaller district.
Well, if you're wanting to move up, a lot of people have that in mind.
If that's
some people like the challenge.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know that sounds good.
I'm asking
good.
You not to discount that possibility.
I'm not discounting anything. I'm just saying don't give the idea that they're just going to be knocking the doors down, the kind of people that we want, because we thought maybe that was going to happen the other times, and it didn't.
Stansny says a strength seen of outside candidates who won't leave their current district is the same reason for the Bryan Board to consider current employees.
If you look around this state and you look at some of the best superintendents that have ever been in any district, they oftentimes had a long history with that district even before they were superintendent. There's a loyalty that develops. There are qualities that develop. And I don't want to overlook those.
During a 30-minute executive session, Stansny named his in-house candidates. Trustees President Pat Shield says he expects some movement when the board returns for its next meeting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Local law enforcement are looking for the man responsible for a grab-and-go robbery Thursday morning. John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says it was at the Tigerland convenience store on South Texas Avenue.
The victim reported that a male came in the store, said he had a weapon, and that this was a robbery, and he
reached over the counter and grabbed a bunch of cash out of the register and then took off on foot. The victim was not injured during the crime.
Because the thief didn't wear a disguise, the store's surveillance camera took clear pictures. You can see photos online on our website, WTAW.com. There's no disagreement on College Station City Council that police are responding to too many false alarms. From a recent workshop, Council Majority called for making it more expensive for businesses and homeowners. As for the specifics, Council directed staff to generate recommendations. Currently, you can get 5 free false alarms per year in College Station before the city begins charging $50 for each subsequent false alarm. Mayor Nancy Berry wants to reduce the number of freebies and increase the penalty.
Policy is that after the third alarm, false call in 12 months, you're going to, here's the fine schedule, and we start off large, you know, $250 and move it on up, you know, $575, $750, and $1,000. I think it gets their attention and they get their alarm fixed.
Councilman Jess Fields disagreed, though, with the mayor's numbers.
You know, getting like to $1,000 in 4 easy steps, I mean, that's pretty high, maybe a little bit high. I
considered it punitive, yes.
Sure. You know, it doesn't have to be huge for someone to say, whoa, you know, I'm doing something wrong. I mean, you don't have to start out at an enormous level.
No one on the council disagreed with a police department recommendation to hire an outside company to collect fines for false alarms. The city of Bryan already does that and has seen the number of false alarms decrease. And summer vacation may be a fleeting memory for many, but a group of high school students from Robertson County gained some insight inspecting convenience stores in Bryan College Station. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse co-chaired a study of how much tobacco advertising is found in convenience stores. Out of 18 stores studied, all but 2 received a D or F grade.
Just the amount of advertisement, where it's placed, it grades whether there's advertising on the windows, on the gas pumps, outside, at the street, whether there's light-up signs, moving signs, special price signs for tobacco inside, whether it's at eye level.
Neuendorf was also surprised by the amount of alcohol advertising, which she says was more than tobacco products in convenience stores. More comments about the study can be found on our website. You can go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time coming up on 7:12, 66 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
The moment you feel chest pain that could be a heart attack, go to College Station Medical Center. The Med has demonstrated expertise in the timely diagnosis and treatment of cardiac emergencies. And time saved is precious heart muscle saved. So in an emergency, call 911 and know where to go. Choose the Med, a nationally recognized accredited chest pain center.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Coffin Cartridge Club near Millican is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or CCC Shooter.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket full of information about new businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Same high-pressure system that gave us sunshine at the start of the work week gives us sunshine here at the conclusion of the work week. Temperatures will be 85 to 90. It'll be clear overnight, 55 to 60. High pressure lingers over the area tomorrow. More sun. We'll be back up to 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear, pleasant, 55 to 60. Sunshine a bit cooler for Sunday. Temperatures by Sunday are probably going to be around 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we'll hear some of the highs and lows from last night's 38 to 35. loss by the Aggies to Oklahoma State at Stillwater. We'll also talk high school football. There's a lot of it tonight all around the Brazos Valley, including a couple of homecoming queens will be crowned tonight at Bryan and Consol. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Got that long halftime.
Got my mom ready.
Yeah, uh-huh. Got that double long halftime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We'll have all the games, of course, on our radio stations.
Yes, we will.
Always do. And if you want to keep up with it, if you can't be near a radio and listen, of course, I don't understand what that's about, but, you know, if you want to just check in on the scores, you can do that. Go ahead and sign up for your high school scores. You can see Brazos Football on Twitter right there. Or you can go, I did that last week. I typed in Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, slash.
You were all on Twitter? Were you?
Brazos Football. Mm-hmm. And I could just click right in there and find, because we had some technical difficulties and Chase's game wasn't on the radio for a part of it.
That's right.
Well, it was.
Pick up on that.
It was pretty much. It was natural difficulties.
That's what I say.
Caused
yeah.
by.
Well, you know, yeah. still technical.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
no
yeah.
doubt about that.
So natural anyway. Causes of technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there. So Tom Boy, what did you think about the football game last night?
Well, golly, there's so much you know to think about it. You know, it's just, you know, it wasn't a you know, the Aggies, you know, made a great comeback. My goodness, you know, they're down 14 in the fourth quarter, and you're thinking, well, this one's over. You know, this is the Aggies after all. They're not going to come back. And you know, they hit McNeil, and then they hit Swope. Swope makes the great run to the end zone, and you're thinking, and then they get the ball back, and you're thinking, you know, get close for Bullock, and then that fourth interception. So, you know, that's sort of a replay of it all, but, you know, it was a great effort to use a little coach speak, but my goodness, just the Jekyll and Hyde of
a great effort. Did you hear that again? He's
yeah,
using coach
it was
speak.
A great, I called it coach speak.
Chase?
But just the Jekyll and Hyde of Gerard Johnson, you know, you know, so.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Any of your thoughts?
Painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just painful.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, they go in on the road to a tough place to play. And they score that first touchdown. They score the second touchdown. Then Oklahoma State cuts it in half, and you think, okay, here we go again. But no, they score a third touchdown. It's 21-7. But then, my goodness, three third-quarter touchdowns by Oklahoma State.
Yeah. And was, then they changed uniforms, and a bunch of strangers stood out there and watched that happen.
No, I mean, you know, you could talk about the last interception. You can talk about all that kind of stuff. But letting Oklahoma State come out when you had them 21-7 and score three third-quarter touchdowns, that was the killer right there.
That's not the quarterback's fault, okay? No. That's all I'm going to say. That's not the quarterback's fault.
Exactly. You know, it should have never been that close if you're an Aggie fan.
There you go. So wash your ears out with this. Domino's going to test market breakfast pizza.
All right.
You know, lots of people had pizza for breakfast, but usually not. Not on purpose. And it's usually cold.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's usually cold. But in Ohio, Domino's is introducing a pizza that is topped with cheese and eggs. Okay, and then extra toppings like bacon, ham, and sausage. Now, does that mean extra, like extra, extra, cha-ching extra, or what? Oh, I don't know. And again,
does this mean they're going to be open in the mornings?
Well, that's my next thought. It's a Domino's, so I guess they do mostly delivery business, I'm guessing. Do you want to walk in and smell a pizza kitchen at 7:30 in the morning? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. And heaven knows I've eaten some pizza in the morning, but it was usually cold, and it was usually because it was convenient. It would
right.
be the food of convenience.
And leftover, and still on the stove.
And that's fine,
that's
any
right.
of that.
And you hadn't gone to bed yet, probably.
No, I didn't say that. Now, come on now.
And you had a test.
Quit trying to draw conclusions. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's convenient.
Oh, yeah.
That was, you know, that's a great driving food.
Oh, yeah.
You can drive to work and do that.
When
that
I was
back in the portion of my life when I had to be at work at 7:55.
Yeah.
Not 8, 7:55. So it would annoy me tremendously because the people who needed to be there at 8 are going, dodging through traffic because I got to be there at 7:55.
Whipping him with his coat hanger antenna.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, it was long before that. No, it was long before that. All right, anyway, yeah, so you're going to say.
When I was in college, there was a Wiener Schnitzel across the street from the
door.
So, you know, we had a rotation of who would make the Wiener Schnitzel run.
Mm.
You know, in the middle of the night. And it was a 24-hour Wiener Schnitzel. And, boy, we had a lot of chili dogs, you know, going around our dormitory.
That's always the great thing about Taco Cabana.
Yeah.
What's that? Always there.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You're like, And I want enchiladas.
Now listen, and if you're old.
I want nachos. And I want queso. Queso. Large queso!
Oh, yeah. See, I'm telling too much. But I mean, that.
Then you go over there to the little onion and pepper bar and salsa bar they
do
have,
all that.
And you're glomming it all on there.
And you're thinking you wanted that much pico, yeah. But you really didn't.
Yeah, then you sit down and you.
My roommate, one of the roommates I had a long time ago, was the guy who owned the Der Wiener Schnitzel here.
Oh, yeah?
Which was awesome because he'd have the hot dogs delivered while we were playing poker in the apartment. But
is this the same guy?
Why couldn't I have had a cool friend in college?
Well,
like
but it was amazing because he used to tell me, he said, you ought to come down there after they close Lakeview. Okay,
uh-huh.
And this is back when they had the one downtown, and people remember that it was across the street from what was Corbusier Chevrolet, uh-huh. and you go down there at 1:30 in the morning, and there's like 20 pickup trucks
lined back to City Hall.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. I mean, he had great numbers because I mean that's the only place that was open at that time. Hello.
Hey, go to Carlos' store in Carlos. They got great breakfast pizza.
Okay.
All right.
Really? All right. Well, I can't. I'm here. I'm trapped.
Scott, was this the same fellow that now owns a competing hot dogatorium in town?
No. This guy's long gone.
Okay.
No, one fire in the attic on a Saturday morning, and he was out of
here.
So.
Yeah,
but in the meantime, yes. But that was great because we'd be playing poker. And you want some dogs? And he'd call and do whatever.
Want some dogs?
One of the guys would have to bring the hot dogs in. So, you know.
Again, gosh.
That's right. It's 1:30. Okay, that's 2 days in a row. Yeah, you can do that.
Well,
1:30 in the morning, we're eating hot dogs in the apartment. So, you know.
Well, my best trade-out story when you talk about that is I used to own a family entertainment store here in town, you know, a little miniature golf thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So late at night before I closed up, there was a wingatorium that's kind of famous here.
Yeah.
And they'd bring me all the wings that, you know, they were gonna throw out.
Really?
And while I was counting the cash, they'd play miniature golf while I was eating the leftover wings.
That's
thing.
A great barter deal, right?
I was gonna say
that's
good back scratching.
I
think they'd get tired of the golf or you got tired of the wings.
Well,
though.
No, they'd get there about 11. Yeah. Yeah. It'd take me about an hour and 20 minutes to close things up.
And the bank always wondered why they had wing sauce stained cash coming from putt putt.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Howdy. Hey, are any of y'all familiar with Allsup's convenience stores out in West Texas?
Yes.
Allsup's burritos in the middle of the night. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
I'm guessing those are the deep-fried kind, too. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next story I'm not going to tell you. My filter's come up, so I'm not going to tell you that.
I love how we refer to it now as middle-of-the-night food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
That's a family-friendly term right
that
there.
That certainly is.
It's middle-of-the-night food when you can't sleep.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Not because you're choosing not to.
No, it's because...
Little insomnia kicks in.
Sure.
Let's go to Taco Cabana. I need a burger.
Anyway, all right. So what's the most annoying television commercial out there? The consumerist asked, which commercials just really get under your skin? And the response was, in the website says, thousands. They painstakingly whittled down the suggestions to come up with the final nominees for the worst ad on TV awards right now. 100,000 votes counted. Here are the nominees. The nominees are Mr. Opportunity, that's Honda, Progressive Insurance Campaigns with Flo.
Those don't bother me.
State Farm's chummy, raven-haired insurance guy.
I hate that guy. I hate him like poison.
Okay. Quiznos with their cavalcade of costume singers, and the Staples guy, that's a low price.
Now that is annoying.
Do you boys have a least favorite out of there?
Hands down.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're really on the insurance guy. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, but hands down, I mean, you know, he comes in behind what my hands down.
Oh, okay.
Overall
so
worst.
What is your number one, Chase?
The Burger King.
Oh, you're creeped out of it.
Hollow, soulless eyes do not make me want to go purchase a burger and fries.
Okay, and
how about that for a poem this morning?
Well,
very
ones you mentioned, the last one, that's a low price. That's pretty annoying.
And the winner is?
Uh-huh.
Wow! That's a low price!
Yeah.
And it is. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Flo's cool.
If, in fact, the idea is for you to actually get people to use your product or service, that one doesn't do it. I mean, that just doesn't. It's not like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to have to stop in. Of course, we don't have one here, but, oh, I'm going to have to stop in tomorrow. I can't imagine that that would cause people to want to.
I just want to know what marketing firm sold State Farm that if you get some, you know, late 20s, you know, holier-than-thou cool guy out there, hey, you know, State Farm, I just want to reach through the TV and throttle that guy.
But the key line in that advertising campaign is that they talk about how they have more people insured than
their competitors.
Progressive and somebody else combined. Progressive and Geico.
If you can filter that through all of the others. I mean, you know, State Farm had a very effective national campaign at one time when they were doing testimonials. They had agents and
right.
clients.
Sure, sure. And that's again.
And could you not mix that same message in there?
Well, it's so interesting. What happened to? I guess that's probably right. I was trying to think of. There's really not a lot of sell to that, and. Have they not had one where they had an agent on? I was trying to remember. I thought he'd done one.
No, he had one, but he kept it. You know, the shtick was is that every time she would try to talk, he would cut her off.
I remember that.
I thought that was incredibly rude.
I agree. Hello. Well, y'all gotta wait a second. Hello.
What about the wee little piggy all the way home?
Man, that's gold. That's gold.
I like those commercials, but that's not one of my favorite ones. I will say that.
Yeah. Hello. I still miss
the Geico commercial with Charlie Daniels.
Yeah. Well, and as they said, it was on a sitcom last week. Why does Geico have so many spokespeople, right?
Yeah.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. Here's the Brazos Valley weather forecast at 727, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. 86 for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Low each night, about 57 or so. Then actually cools some more. Sunday, a high of 82 and a low of 50. On Monday, we're looking at temps of 78 and 49. Right now, humidity 71%. We have fair skies and 69 degrees.
Feeling all right, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detailer wash and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
But if you read between the lines, and I can, you can see the teardrops. State-controlled media flagship paper, The New York Times, published another article detailing Democrats' troubled fundraising. Billionaires George Soros and Peter Lewis, who each gave Democrat front groups more than $20 million in 2004, are among the biggest names that appear to be holding back so far. Since the front groups can take unlimited cash, they have a huge impact on congressional races. According to the Times, there are multiple reasons the rich are not stepping up to the plate this year. One is that they are pessimistic about Democrat chances in November, and they don't want to waste their money. Two, Obama. He has denounced corporate donations, has demonized the usually dependable Wall Street donors whom Democrats quickly count on, not to mention ravaging their bank accounts with his policies. Labor unions, which still promise to spend tens of millions for Democrats, are for once being outmatched by Republican donors. That's in large part due to the Supreme Court ruling that opened the door for corporate donations in the Citizens United case. And if you wondered why Democrats were so enraged by that decision, now you know why. And it's not over by a long shot. Democrats are scrambling now to set up new front groups to beg for money in key races. So the pressure's still on, but for a change, it's Democrats feeling the pressure and the heat as they await the boot.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
And now the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
At Ally Bank, we think it's possible to love your bank, and we're working hard to prove it. That's why we've created an online savings account with no monthly fees and a variable rate that is consistently among the most competitive in the country. No wonder Money Magazine recently named our online savings account the best savings account of 2010. Now, when it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? To learn more about our savings accounts or any of our other products, visit allybank.com or call us at 877-247-2559. Member FDIC.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 66 degrees right now at the studios, headed toward a high in the mid-80s today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. In the time it takes a second shift employee to start and end their workday, the Bryan man accused of a drive-by shooting last weekend was in and out of jail. Police say 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Munoz is charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. Two victims received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Jail records indicate Munoz posted a $30,000 bond 8 hours after arriving Thursday afternoon. There's still more questions than answers after two discussions among members of the Bryan School Board about how they'll go about selecting the district's next superintendent. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the latest on that.
The agenda for last night's Bryan ISD trustees special meeting did not allow the board to consider action. There remains no majority whether to hire a search firm. In executive session, David Stasny offered names of existing Bryan District employees. Before that, Stasny and Kelly Levy disagreed on the chances of finding someone outside the district.
I just hear you saying we can't do this.
No, I didn't say anything of that nature at all. I said to be careful about thinking that this process is going to bring all sorts of people out of the woodwork that are going to be the kind of people we want. And that's why I want to make sure that we look at all possibilities, especially internally, before we decide that this is the only way to go.
Stasny also responded to Maritza Hoffman's comment that she wasn't ready to settle on promoting someone from within.
Why would I be interested in settling with, I assume that implies, well, let's just take whatever comes along and don't worry about it. You got to be kidding me. Y'all not know me at all? Or have been together this long and you don't have any clue about me? Of course I'm not interested in settling. That's ridiculous.
Trustees President Pat Shield says he expects some movement when the board holds its next meeting. Stansley, the only current board member involved in using a search firm nearly 10 years ago to hire Herman Smith from Greenville. And Stansley and Merrill Green are the only members still around who promoted Mike Cargill 7 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you go to our website, WTAW.com, you can see pictures of the man accused of a Thursday morning robbery at the Tigerland convenience store on South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The suspect is described as a white male, probably in his late 30s or early 40s. He has very short hair, a receding hairline, has multiple tattoos on both his forearms, plainly visible, and possibly some tattoos on his right leg.
Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says the clerk told investigators the suspect had a gun. As photos from the surveillance camera showed, the clerk backed away as the robber grabbed what was in the register. Most of the burglary alarms that police in College Station respond to are false alarms. Staff and city council are interested in making alarm holders pay more for those calls. Assistant Police Chief Larry Johnson told council at a recent workshop they've been talking to an outside firm that would send out fine notices and collect the money.
They do the billing, the collection, and that also not only help us to recapture officer time, but staff time. We have a police assistant that spends a significant amount of time going through all of this, sending those letters, determining whether or not we're at five or if it's been within the last 12 months. Also, it's, you know, not only officer time, but we have staff time involved in that also.
Bryan and other cities are using third-party collection firms to reduce their number of false alarms. There was no council majority at the workshop on updating the fine schedule and how many free false alarms would be given. Currently in College Station, alarm users get five freebies each year and a $50 fine subsequent to that with each false alarm. Part of a summer vacation for high school students from Robertson County was visiting convenience stores in Bryan College Station. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse says a study was done on the advertising tobacco companies place in the stores.
Most of the advertisements from the tobacco industry is geared toward youth because obviously they need new customers. So, you know, where they place it in the store is key as well. So I was really surprised at the results because I thought that the stores, you know, in or more south of town would grade better than some of the ones north of town, but it was not the case.
All but two of the 18 stores received a D or F on tobacco advertising. The study took into account not only the volume but the placement of the advertising. You can learn more on the study by going to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 66 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, my name is Terrence Nunn. I've been involved in law enforcement in the Brazos Valley for the past 17 years. I recently purchased a vehicle from Mike at Team Auto. I would recommend Mike to all my friends and family.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navisode and get yourself a great deal.
Tonight is the last Peel and Eat Shrimp and Catfish Fry at the Tap for the fall. But don't worry, because their happy hour is still going strong. Come out to the Tap tonight for a delicious meal of Peel and Eat Shrimp and fried catfish made fresh to order on the front porch starting around 5:30. And enjoy $2 margaritas on the rocks, $2.50 domestic pints, and tecates. And keep the tradition going with the return of the Tap's famous Friday crawfish boils in a few months. The Tap on Harvey Road. Call 696-5570. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
Hey, good morning, 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
A large area of high pressure covers all of the central and western United States. This system is going to be responsible for abundant sunshine right through the upcoming weekend, some warm temperatures, but those temperatures will start to ease off as we head through the weekend. We'll be looking at sunny skies today. We're going to be 85 to 90. Clear tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine in the forecast for Saturday, 85 to 90. Clear 55 to 60 Saturday night. Sunday, sunny, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggies had it, let it get away, had it again, let it get away again. Last night, we'll revisit Stillwater as the Aggies lose to Oklahoma State on a last play field goal, 38-35. We'll talk about that, some high school football and more coming up in sports.
And this being homecoming night for two of the three high schools, kind of nice that there's no moisture or precipitation in the forecast.
Oh, right, because it...
Nothing worse than stringy-haired homecoming queens.
Oh, man, yeah, because, you know, your picture's going to be in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so it'll be all right. Be a little chilly, and that's all right, too, though. Have a good time there. I don't know if you guys know this.
They're serving a little chili at Bryan High before
they?
The
okay.
games.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, now, again, I'm sure... Chase won't be able to do this because he'll be calling a football game, but I just kind of wanted to give you a heads up here, Tom, that tonight's the premiere of Tony Danza's reality series.
Oh, man, I am so sorry. I'm going to be otherwise occupied.
Well, but you can capture it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if I wanted to. Yeah.
It's called Teach Tony Danza. It's a 7-episode series that will look at Tony's 10th grade English class at Philadelphia's Northeast High School. Hmm. Apparently, Tony used to educate young people. Used to try to educate young people before he went into the television business. So he got that going. Katie Couric's career path might come full circle. New York Post page 6 reporting the CBS gal could wind up back as her role of Miss Perky at Today when her contract expires at the end of May. Word is she's been talking with a few bigwigs at the network. So we'll see how all that works out. You know, she's making 15 million right now.
A bunch.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for her. And, you know, Oprah, of course, leaving the syndicated talk show arena. I saw upwards of a minute and a half of Oprah yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you watch so much?
Well, because I was trying to go through my list of stuff to watch, and I hit live by mistake, and... There was Oprah talking to Linda Evans. So there you go. Hello.
Worst commercial ever, OMG, was the Snicker commercial that aired on the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
What, with Betty White?
With Betty White?
No, the Snicker commercial where the two guys are eating it. They ended up, two guys in a garage eating it face to face.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
Oh, I remember that. God.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah.
It was uncomfortable.
It was.
I don't know if it was.
Anyway, saw Betty White on that Inside the Actor's Studio. I don't know if she's fun or not, but, you know, when the camera's on, she seems to be fun. Seems to be like a real person. And, again, don't know. Oh, while we're talking about the Super Bowl. Guys, you're going to love this one. Mm. It's 7:42, by the way. All right, so Fox has got the big game this year, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really, really important that that television show right after the Super Bowl
is a blockbuster of sorts.
Something like that. You know, if you got something big you want to roll out that you think is going to be a winner, then you plunk it right there. Or if you've got something, I guess, that's a hit, you do that. Well, guess what's coming on after the Super Bowl on Fox on February 6th? Glee.
Oh.
So they're going, all right.
It is arguably the hottest show on television right now.
How are you going to keep that male demo high? Okay? Because obviously you can keep the females, all right? But how are you going to keep that male demo high? That Glee will be an all Bruce Springsteen episode.
See? Okay. There you
are. Okay. All right. Just telling you. Now they're talking to the boss right now, see if he'll actually show up or not. But anyway.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Show Observer just let me know that kind of something special going on at for homecoming tonight at Merrill Green Stadium.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're going to have 40 alumni members of the Viking band playing with the band tonight.
Oh, that's neat.
Some going back to class of 74. So
Oh my goodness.
They'll play in the stands and then come down on the field and play for the Cheyennes at halftime. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
They won't be in their uniforms, will they?
No, something tells me that they, you know, for some they might have to, you know, snip it in the back and put the elastic like you were talking about the letter jacket earlier.
Okay, so. Well, that's come on, wander down. That's it. I mean, how about a tuba player from 74? Now, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And what have you done since then? All right, so.
Hey, he may be a doctor for all you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So you may walk in to see a specialist one day and be like, so you're the smart aleck what was trashing me on the radio.
I wasn't trashing. Not at all. Anyway, Street View.
I just wanted to hear Scott Crawfish bit there, Tom.
Street View. You've seen that? It's that thing that they do on Google?
Oh, well, sure.
You know, where you can see your house, which, of course, makes you thrilled and delighted that anybody could see your house.
That's troubling, right. Troubling or not, I will say this. As far as planning trips and going places, things like that, I love Street View. It has helped keep me from getting lost, or at least help me, you know, just find my place so much easier.
Let's take a call because there's no telling what they want to talk about. Hello.
Well, good morning to you all.
Oh, it's the boss. Hang on.
It's the boss.
He's the boss.
Sure is.
He's a member of the board of the National Association of Broadcasters.
He's there now.
The general manager.
Yes.
Put it on speakerphone so all those people can hear it.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Right.
I am so happy to report all of those things are still true.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Anyway, I'm actually back in town. I left all of the others behind. So be sure and talk to them. They went to the Washington D.C. Texas A&M club showing of the game last night.
They went to the watching party
because it was actually in the hotel where we were staying.
Oh.
Yeah, so be sure. I mean, heck, I'd wake Dusty up if I were you and ask him. Or you know, Tucker's awake.
Yeah.
He can't sleep late. So, Tucker, anytime Tucker is, you're traveling with Tucker, you just feel so inferior because you drag yourself down there at 7 o'clock, you're eating breakfast and everything, and you say, boy, I didn't get good sleep last night. And Tucker says, yeah, when I got up at 5 this morning to go exercise, yeah, I felt the same way. But anyway, what the helpful hint I was calling about, you know, last Friday we had, as you alluded to earlier, we had a weather-related disaster with Chase's play-by-play.
Yeah.
We do keep the stream up. So anytime that you're something happens to one of our transmitters, and I guess it's been, 25 years since it did?
Yeah.
Except for last week.
Except for last week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But we do, RadioAguilan.com does as best we can, continues to stay up. And so Chase was still live.
Mm-hmm.
And still doing the P-by-P on RadioAguilan.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really sounded bad. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It sounds better when you abbreviate it on paper.
Okay. And Tom, I mean,
well, I was able to get those clips, as a matter of fact, from stuff that had not been heard on the air. So there you go.
I would say that everything is all put back together and all, but I do have to meet an adjuster today.
Ooh, yeah.
It was a nasty lightning strike. Yeah. I don't know who the Vikings irritated, or maybe it was just Chase. What did you talk about last Sunday?
Me irritate someone? Yeah. Never.
Okay, now, Ben, I know you're older and set in your ways.
Oh, boy, you got that right.
Okay, but you don't have to be at the zone tomorrow, okay?
Oh, come on.
No, there's no game tomorrow at Kyle Field, so I just wanted to make sure that you knew about that.
Standing there on Joe Route Boulevard saying, where's the tent?
Exactly. You'll be the only one.
There's supposed to be a tent here.
Yes, thank you. Bye. All right, there's Ben Dan.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I don't know why he keeps you guys around, you know, getting on the computer and just looking up all that stuff. He should get some students in there doing that stuff.
Yeah, that's
true. Ball is in the air, and that means flu season is here. Now through the end of October, University Pediatric Association is hosting a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. Traditional flu shots and the flu mist nasal vaccine are available for the entire family and no appointments are required. Help your family stay healthy this year by getting your flu shots early. For specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch Laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
My friend, Truett Cathy, is best known for his Chick-fil-A restaurants, but I'm most appreciative of the work he does to help boys growing up without a father. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Mr. Cathy has been mentoring youngsters for over 60 years. In addition to his restaurants, he runs a camp and foster care program designed to help give children of broken homes a second chance at life. He knows how boys think and knows what they need, a father, or at the very least, a strong male role model. Sadly, the United States is the world's leader in fatherless homes. 40% of our homes do not have dads. The impact is breathtaking. 63% of youth suicides come out of fatherless homes, as do 75% of all adolescent patients in drug treatment centers. What can you do about it? Perhaps you're in a position to help. Truett Cathy's response to this epidemic is practical. He travels the country with a simple message. You can make a difference. After all, it's better to build boys than it is to mend men. You don't have to look far to find kids in need of a father figure. Maybe you have a colleague who's courageously raising boys on her own. You'd be surprised how easy it is to make a big difference in the life of a little child. Including them in a family outing or taking them to a baseball game can have remarkable results. And you know what? When you change the life of a child, you're changed for the better as well. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This holiday season, if you want to save like a Sam's Club member, there's no better time to become a Sam's Club member. Now, when you join September 29th through October 10th, get 15 weeks of savings for just $15. Stock up on brand name basics like Tide and Huggies. Save on the freshest meat and produce, the latest electronics, unique gift items, and more. Join now. Save through the holidays. 15 weeks, just $15. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit Sam's Club or samsclub.com for details.
Tomorrow on History. History's toughest drivers challenge the ancient roads of the Himalayas. Over 100 degrees of staggering heat with a wall of granite on one side and a 1,000-foot drop on the other. From ice road truckers.
You got rock slides, people get killed.
Comes a new series that'll have you frozen with fear.
I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown.
Ice Road Truckers, Deadliest Roads, premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History. Made every day.
Well, good Friday morning, everyone. One more time, let's take a look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's just about 7:51. What a football game last night at Stillwater, if you weren't pulling for the Aggies, of course. Still a good football game, but OSU wins it with a field goal on the very last play of the game. The Aggies went ahead, went behind, came back, and then finally lost it. Dan Bailey kicked the winner.
2 seconds to go. Snap. Not yet. Now it is. Down, up, and he got it. And the Oklahoma State bench charged the field on a 41-yard field goal by Dan Bailey. He remains perfect for the year, 7 out of 7.
Dave South, of course, on the call, 38-35. That was the final score from Pickens Stadium. The Aggies led 21-7 at half, and then they gave up 3 third-quarter touchdowns, and then another one early in the fourth quarter when Gerard Johnson fumbled the ball and James Thomas picked it up and went 63 yards. The Aggies were down by 14 then, 35-21. And then the Aggies came alive in the fourth quarter, just like they did the week before. Johnson found Kendrick McNeil in the end zone.
Any hope of winning this? This has got to be a touchdown.
Right.
Fourth down and goal at the 4. Empty in the backfield. And it's that short field. Steps back, he throws, and that's a catch, and that's Kenry McNeil. He just caught it for a touchdown, a bullet thrown by Gerard.
Aggies still down by 7, 3 minutes left to play in the game. Aggies get the ball back. This time it's Ryan Swope with the catch and the TD run.
Yeah, empty in the backfield. Outside pressure, a throw, a catch at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. It's Swope, and he dives in. Touchdown!
He found Swope on a short out route, picked up about 8 yards on it, and then he saw a bunch of running room inside and was able to dive across the goal line for the touchdown. And with the extra point, the Aggies are going to tie this game up.
It was 35-35, 2:54 left. The Aggie defense held, forced a punt, looked like they were driving for the winning score. And then Sean Lewis, well, it was Johnson's fourth pick of the night.
They keep a running back to his left, keep him back there to block. Now he leaves the backfield, throwing the ball. Ben picks. Got to stop it. Back to the 45, down at the 40-yard line. 16 seconds to go. He got picked.
And three plays later, Bailey kicked the winner, and Oklahoma State goes to 4-0, and the Aggies suffered their first loss. They'll play a week from tomorrow in Arlington against Arkansas. Let's talk high school football now. A couple of homecomings tonight. Brian and Consol, the Vikings and the Tigers will be looking for 2-0 district starts. Brian brings in winless Shoemaker. Consol will host 1-3 Ellison in a 7:30 ball game, and they've got a really good running back, Ellison. They're 1-3. Here's Jim Slaughter.
The thing about Kaleen Ellison, and again, we've talked about this with our kids a lot, is there's a lot of athletic ability on that ball club. And the Cobb kid is a great example. I mean, he popped one last year, I think it was like for 70 or 80 yards against us. He's so fast that no one could run him down. I'd like to think that Ernie could this year. But if we're not ready to play, they have enough athletic ability, enough size, enough speed that they can be more than we want.
Of course, we'll have the Consol game here on 1620. The Bryan game will be over on 1150 AM. You can hear all of the football games at RadioAggieland.com on the Internet. Rudder Rangers will try for their first 16-4A win when they go play district favorite Bastrop at 7:30. And the Navasota Rattlers will play their final non-district game tonight as they travel to Wharton. Some other games in the area. Second-ranked Brenham is at Waller. Undefeated Caldwell's at Brookshire Royal. Marlin is 5-0. Marlin is at 5-0. Cameron Hearn goes to play Troy, and Franklin's at Gerald. Lexington's at Rosebud Lot. 0-4 Snook looking for their first win. They're at Iola. Normandy Panthers at New Waverly. Brazos Christian will host Katy Faith West. Allen Academy brings in Temple Holy Trinity, and Brazos Valley Homeschool will host San Antonio Feast. The Aggie soccer team playing at Kansas this afternoon. Aggie volleyball team hosts Kansas State tomorrow night. And that's your look at sports. There's a lot of it. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55 for awards and more. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Don't miss the Hospice Brazos Valley Symposium, Thursday, November 4th at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Doors open at 5 p.m. The symposium is free and open to the public. Actress Mary Mann will perform the original work, The Dance of Life. Keynote speaker at the symposium is Dr. Dosa, geriatrician and author of Making Rounds with Oscar. The symposium is free, but you must have a ticket to enter. Please call Hospice Brazos Valley to reserve your ticket now. Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank Bluebell Ice Cream for their support.
In the time you've been listening to this radio commercial, 6 gallons of water have been wasted. The same amount you could save just by turning off the faucet while brushing your teeth. Twice that now, 12 gallons of water have gone right down the drain. The amount you can save by cutting just 5 minutes off your shower. That's 25 gallons now, wasted. The amount of water you could save just by watering your lawn early or late, not during the heat of the day. And we need 2 more hours of this commercial to show you the 7,000 gallons a year you could be losing to leaky pipes and faucets. Make water saving part of your daily routine. Otherwise, it's not going to be around forever. Learn more at WaterIQ.org. This message sponsored by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500.
From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Are your children eating far too much junk food? Diet experts say many kids are getting most of their energy from empty calories with very little nutritional value. New research out from the American Dietetic Association.
We have a real obesity epidemic, and these kinds of eating patterns are, no question, are associated with the development of obesity.
It's Dr. Ray Ellen Cavey of the University of Rochester Medical School. She says the top sources of calories for kids come from pizza, cookies, and soda, and that has a lot to do with children's weight problems. The East Coast soaks, a real drenching this morning. Many places from the Carolinas north to Maine have or will get more rain in hours than they've received in months after a summer drought. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in New York.
The rain is coming down really hard, driven at times by wind gusts that are of tropical storm force strength. The umbrella doesn't do you much good. As soon as you step outside, it takes all of 20, 30 seconds before your clothes are soaked through. On the walk to work, cascades of water through the streets of Manhattan, and a lot of the sewers are backed up, so small ponds are forming on the road.
And so far, at least 5 deaths blamed on the very wet weather. The man who runs the White House wants to run Chicago. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel makes it official this morning. He's leaving his job, plans to make a run for mayor of Chicago. President Obama about to lose his chief of staff. In Pakistan, suspected insurgents have attacked more than 24 tankers carrying fuel for NATO troops in Afghanistan. This comes a day after Pakistan closed a major border crossing, protesting in a NATO helicopter attack. Fuel economy goals for new cars and light trucks could be doubled within the next 15 years. Environmental groups say this goal is doable. New guidelines are expected from the EPA. Politico.com says regulators have been working on this for several months. This is ABC News.
The Home Depot has Filtrete Red Microallergen Air Filters for just $9.97. This new lower price makes your money work harder so your furnace doesn't have to. In fact, a fresh filter every 3 months helps your heating system last longer and could save you up to $100 a year on energy bills. So toss those old dust catchers. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Filtrete filters, now $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This holiday season, if you want to save like a Sam's Club member, there's no better time to become a Sam's Club member. Now, when you join September 29th through October 10th, get 15 weeks of savings for just $15. Stock up on brand name basics like Tide and Huggies. Save on the freshest meat and produce, the latest electronics, unique gift items, and more. Join now. Save through the holidays. 15 weeks, just $15. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit Sam's Club or samsclub.com for details.
It could soon be a lot more affordable for seniors to pick up a prescription. A major retailer offering a new drug plan for people on Medicare Part D. ABC's Stephen Portnoy fills us in.
It would be the cheapest option yet for seniors.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
The discount chain is teaming up with insurance giant Humana to offer Medicare prescription drug coverage for a premium of $14.80 a month.
We believe we truly are standing as advocates for our patients.
Walmart's John Aguinobi on a plan that will provide a copay as low as $2 for generics picked up at some 4,200 Walmart pharmacies. The company says it could save seniors $450 a year. It also hopes to increase its share of the market. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A sad rock anniversary coming up.
Freedom is just another word.
Janis Joplin died 40 years ago this weekend. She suffered a drug overdose in 1970. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, my name is Terrence Nunn. I've been involved in law enforcement in the Brazos Valley for the past 17 years. I recently purchased a vehicle from Mike at Team Auto. I would recommend Mike to all my friends and family.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what is the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navisote and get yourself a great deal.
In a word, have you seen the price of gold? With that in mind, everybody knows that buying direct is the best way to save money. So why would you think selling direct would be any different? Gold and Silver Buyers is the only direct-to-refiner company in the state of Texas. That means more money for you. So before you sell your gold at that pawn shop or jewelry store or any other gold buyer, stop and ask, what could I have bought with that extra money that I would have received from Gold and Silver Buyers? If you don't believe it, bring Gold and Silver Buyers a quote from any competitor and they will beat it. It is that simple. Gold and Silver Buyers has even made it easy with their location right here in town. Now, they're located across from the main entrance at A&M at Walton in Texas, right next door to the Textbook Solutions and Aggie Apartment Locators, with a second location opening up soon. So don't be confused by others, and remember, if you sell your gold or silver to anybody else, you've probably lost money. For more information, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com or call them at 696-2100, 696-2100.
WTAW News Time, 8:07, 67 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today as we head toward a high in the mid-80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com today. The Bryan man sought by authorities for a drive-by shooting last weekend turned himself in Thursday afternoon. 8 hours later, 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz was out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. Munoz is charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. Two victims received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. How's the Bryan School Board going to choose its next superintendent? Well, after holding its second discussion last night, WTAW's Bill Oliver reports the Board of Trustees didn't make much progress from its initial conversation last week.
Board member David Stansney, the only one involved in Bryan's last two superintendent searches, tried to temper Kelly Levy's hope of finding someone from a smaller district.
Well, if you're wanting to move up, a lot of people have that in mind.
If that's
people like the challenge.
Okay. I'm just saying, I know that sounds good.
I'm asking
good.
You not to discount that possibility.
I'm not discounting anything. I'm just saying, don't give the idea that they're just going to be knocking the doors down, the kind of people that we want, because we thought maybe that was going to happen the other times, and it didn't.
Stansny says a strength seen of outside candidates who won't leave their current district is the same reason for the Bryan board to consider current employees.
If you look around this state and you look at some of the best superintendents that have ever been in any district, they oftentimes had a long history with that district even before they were superintendent. There's a loyalty that develops. There are qualities that develop. And I don't want to overlook those.
During a 30-minute executive session, Stansny named his in-house candidates. Trustees President Pat Shield says he expects some movement when the board returns for its next meeting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Local law enforcement looking for the man responsible for a grab-and-go robbery Thursday morning in Bryan. John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says it was at the Tigerland convenience store on South Texas Avenue.
The victim reported that a male came in the store, said he had a weapon, and that this was a robbery, and he reached over the counter and grabbed a bunch of cash out of the register and then took off on foot. The victim was not injured during the crime.
Because the thief didn't wear a disguise, the store's surveillance camera took clear pictures. You can see photos on our website, WTAW.com. There's no disagreement on College Station City Council that the police department is responding to too many false alarms. From a recent workshop, the council majority called for making it more expensive for business and homeowners. As for the specifics, the council directed staff to generate recommendations. Currently, you can get 5 free false alarms each year in College Station before the city begins charging $50 for each subsequent false alarm. Mayor Nancy Berry wants to reduce the number of free false alarms and increase the penalty.
In the more high-risk neighborhoods.
Sorry, that's not Mayor Nancy Berry. Here she is.
Policy is that after the third alarm, false call in 12 months, you're going to, here's the fine schedule, and we start off large, you know, $250 and move it on up, you know, $575, $750 and $1,000. I think it gets their attention and they get their alarm fixed.
No one on the council disagreed with a police department recommendation to hire an outside company to collect fines for false alarms. However, there was no agreement on a possible new fee schedule or change in the current rules. The city of Bryan already does use an outside company and has seen the number of false alarms in that city go down. Summer vacation may be a fleeting memory for many, but a group of high school students from Robertson County gained some insight inspecting convenience stores in Bryan and College Station. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse co-chaired a study of how much tobacco advertising is found in convenience stores.
Just the amount of advertisement, where it's placed, it grades whether there's advertisement on the windows, on the gas pumps, outside, at the street, whether there's light-up signs, moving signs, special price signs for tobacco inside, whether it's at eye level.
Out of 18 convenience stores studied, all but 2 received either a D or F grade. WTAW News Time is coming up on 8:12, 67 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. Final news update for you coming up at about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power. And at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24-7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Chet Edwards understands what a job means to a family. That's why Chet Edwards won the fight to bring over 200 jobs to A&M in vital research that protects our troops and strengthens our economy. And Chet's worked to build a 21st century industrial park that will create new good-paying jobs for the Brazos Valley and for critical road projects that will ease congestion, keep our kids safe, and put people to work. Bill Flores, he says he would have voted no on the new roads and the A&M jobs. That's the difference. Chet Edwards is working for us and our jobs. He knows what he's fighting for. Chet's roots here run deep. He'll never forget how A&M and Brazos County made such a difference in his life. Paid for by the Texas Democratic Party. and authorized by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
October 11th is the annual Hope Golf Classic at Pebble Creek Country Club. Registration and the $10,000 putt for cash starts at 11:30 with lunch provided by Taco Bell. Awards and social after play. This year's tournament honors Coach Boyd Brigman of Brazos Christian School. Cost $175 per player, $700 for a team. Sponsor opportunities are still available. A great way to honor Coach Brigman, even if you don't play golf. Contact Tracy Frank, 979-695-9193, 695-9193.
814, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
A large area of high pressure covers all of the central and western United States. This system is going to be responsible for abundant sunshine right through the upcoming weekend. Some warm temperatures, but those temperatures will start to ease off as we head through the weekend. We'll be looking at sunny skies today. We're going to be 85 to 90. Clear tonight, 55 to 60. Sunshine in the forecast for Saturday, 85 to 90. Clear 55 to 60 Saturday night. Sunday, sunny, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There we are. It's Jason Calls here from the City of College Station. You stuck on a jumble there? You need help?
No, you know, I haven't even cracked open the jumble yet.
All right. So, Aggies lost last night. I don't know if you want.
Yeah, well, I know it.
Uh-huh. You want to call Tucker? Should we call Tucker and just see?
Why?
Yeah.
We'll see how things were at D.C.
He's been told us to.
Well, no.
He suggested we do it.
Did he? I don't know that he suggested.
I heard area, man. Where's Tucker?
Yeah.
Is he here?
No, he's
still in D.C.
Still in D.C.
Okay.
He was watching the game with the D.C. A&M club.
I got to tell you, we'll do the area man story in just a minute. I ran into a... Yep, sounds like a telephone ring there.
It's
a
strong ring.
815. It is a good strong ring. And he's going, I don't know that number.
Or he's going, I do know that number.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pick it up right now because I'm at a buffet.
Oh, and he will not answer if he's eating.
Yeah, that's, anyway.
Hello?
There he is. Hey, Tucker, it's Scott. You're on the air, buddy.
Yeah, keep it clean, buddy.
I thought you were awake.
What?
Yeah.
My alarm went. It didn't go off today.
Oh, Downs told me that, he's going to
be. You didn't miss your
awake.
Plane, did you?
No, it's 9:15 there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is my alarm right now.
Okay, there you go. What time's the plane?
The plane, actually, we're coming back on Sunday.
Oh, all right, so you got time. Sunday. All right, that's cool. So you were at the big viewing party last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest things until the last play of the game. The Capital C, no, seriously, the Capital C A&M Club is ridiculous. I mean, at least 600 people in that bar.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
And at least four people there immediately after the broadcast. So
now, were you in any Aggie regalia?
No, I didn't dress up.
You don't own any of that, do you?
No, I have what they've given me.
Yeah, but, I understand.
That's kind of the way all of us are.
Tucker went to the other school, by the way.
I understand that.
I'm going to out him right now.
So anyway, but it started out well and ended poorly, huh?
Started out well. When I got there, they were up 14.
Yeah,
that changed in a hurry,
Did not enter.
So it went downhill because of you, is what it sounds like you're saying.
Dusty says it's my fault. Uh-huh. Dusty says that I was the bad luck charm.
On you, pal. All right, we'll see how that works out for you. So anyway, well, gosh, we're sorry we woke you. We really thought you'd already be up and down at the buffet line or something.
I was supposed to be. I forgot to set a wake up call, so now I'm going to be scrambling.
Here. Okay, we've done what we need to do. All right, see you later. Bye.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Tucker from D.C.
Yeah, glad we could help.
I was in a very serious situation. I was in a pretty serious situation the other night, and talking to a guy, and he referenced Area Man that way. Kind of went, wow.
Serious environment.
Yeah. It was just, I thought that was interesting. We were talking about something. You bring a guest or is it just
me? No, it's just me.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
That's all right. All right. So anyway, we were talking about this.
Let's cancel.
Yeah. We were talking about this and got sidetracked. I know that never happens, but we're talking about Street View, which is a pretty interesting thing. Chase really likes it. What do you think of Street View?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, do you? I don't like the idea that people can see your house from the street. I don't know that that's necessarily.
Well, you know, you're not in there at the very moment. There, it's not like they're peeking in live.
Yeah,
actually.
No, that's true. No, I understand.
You are looking live at Scott DeLucia's home, aka the compound. Lots of squatty-bodied wiener dogs running around.
Yeah, there he is. Oh my God!
There he is.
Hi.
Oh God! Here's a guy moving the hoses out there.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Oh look, there's a pole vaulter.
Yeah.
All right.
Antarctica.
Oh, there's his plumber. Yeah. He's got prizes in the back.
Notice Scott didn't write a check. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Antarctica isn't exactly known for its streets, but yesterday, Street View was unveiled for Antarctica.
How would you like to have had that Google assignment?
Yeah. Running into opposition in Germany and the Czech Republic over the controversial imaging service, they are welcoming the change there at the coldest spot on the Earth. A geospatial technologist. Imagine that would be a great... Wonder if he watched the game last night. Oh, no. Told the London Guardian, this allows people to understand the contrast between New York's Times Square and being on the edge of a glacier looking at penguins. Okay. Over the next 24 hours, Street View images will go live from Antarctica.
Oh, I take that back then.
Ireland and Brazil giving Google an on-the-ground presence in all seven continents. See if you could find a webcam there. Chase, have you got time to do that?
Oh, sure. What am I looking for? I quit listening. Antarctica.
Blah, 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 live.
Google
blah,
blah. Webcam.
Street View. Blah, blah. Chase.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, I figured that would give us a fill while Jay Sokol tells us what goes on in the city of College Station.
I got nothing. All right, I got penguins staring at a lens. I don't know.
Ooh, look at the ice underneath them. Ah, yuck. All right, anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Look, a seal. Well, bye-bye, penguin.
Right. That'll disturb
the children.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up October 9, we've got our twice a year household hazardous waste and computer collection event.
Sure.
So if you remember from the last time we did this, this event now collects medical waste and outdated pharmaceuticals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could bring that there. So if you're not familiar with the household hazardous waste event, it's designed to help you get rid of all those nasty things that you keep around the house. And, you know, we don't want it to end up in the landfill. There are proper ways to dispose of it, so bring it to us. October 9th, 7 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. The event is occurring at the University Services Building in College Station. If you're not familiar with that, you head down Harvey Road or Highway 30, go just past Veterans Park, and you'll make the next left. You'll see the signs there. That's the entrance, okay? Don't try to enter from the University Drive side. You enter from the Highway 30 side, and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. Folks are there to take those goods from your vehicle. You drive on through, and you exit on University Drive. So that's how that works. It's a good event.
It is a good event.
Yeah. There are certainly things that we can accept and things we cannot, and there is a good comprehensive list of those things on our website, which you can visit at cstx.gov/HHW. That stands for Household Hazardous Waste.
Oh, very nice. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have any questions beyond that, feel free to give us a call. You can call my office, and we'll redirect you to the right folks. That's 764-3445.
Okay, we'll hope for nice weather.
That's right.
Sometimes it can be really, really hot out there, but this one should be good. That it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so it's a quiet day in the two-name city.
Knock on wood.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Sokol. We visit folks from College Station on Fridays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aguilin Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welvin Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Aggie Report is a presentation of the College Station Medical Center. Well, due to the late travel after the football game last night and the deadlines that we must make, we'll not be able to give you coverage on last night's Texas A&M-Oklahoma State football game. In a moment, we will have an Aggie Report, and it'll deal with the up-and-coming Aggie basketball season. And we'll have that with our head coach, Mark Turgeon, right after this. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Texas A&M basketball on the plate here today. Before we hear from Mark Turgeon, let me tell you that Aggie basketball season tickets are available right now. Lots of options to choose from. There's different plans. All I suggest that you do is you go to AggieAthletics.com, click on tickets, go to basketball, look at everything that we're offering you this year, and then come out to Reed Arena and watch what is going to be a great season for us. Beginning his fourth year, at least 24 wins in each of the first 3 years. And a very excited Mark Turgeon visited with us on the Aggie Hour earlier this week on Monday.
Well, it has been a nice run. As a coach and my players, of course, you always want more. But to win at least 24 games every year has been nice. I was really proud of last year's team to finish second in such a great conference. And, you know, we had liked to have gone a little bit further. I think injuries caught up with us late in the year last year. But it's been a lot of fun. Each year it's been a little more fun. And the guys have been great. And pretty much have the system in, and guys that want to run the system are here and bought into it. And, you know, recruiting's gone well. We've developed relationships within the state that's helped us recruiting-wise. And it's been a good run. It's a great job. I know I have a great job. And, you know, it's a place where I think if we do it right and get lucky, we can take it to heights it's never been to before. And I look forward to that day.
For those of you coming in for the Missouri game on October the 16th, we're going to have Maroon Madness with both of our basketball teams at Kyle Field prior to Midnight Yell on the 15th of October, that Friday night. And again, the season just around the corner. The teams are going to be working out starting at the middle part of this month, and the season then getting underway in November. Looking forward to it. Our thanks to Mark Turgeon for joining us this past Monday on the Aggie Hour. Hey, Coach Sherman's back on the Aggie Hour this coming Monday, 7 till 8. We'll be at Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. If you have a question for the coach, you can email it to him, coach@athletics.tamu.edu. Texas A&M Volleyball's got a date with Kansas State tomorrow night at 6:30, Saturday night 6:30 at Reed Arena. That's the Aggie Report. This is Dave South. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Pop quiz. In three words or less, describe the car buying experience. If you said anything that had to do with painful, nerve-wracking, anything along those lines, you probably should try a different choice. You probably should try a different course of action in purchasing your next vehicle. Maybe you would like to ask your questions in advance. Can I help you out there? You can go to WTAW.com, scroll down, and on the left side of the screen, look for the picture of Mike Vivaldi and ask Mike. Mike is here to answer your questions. He'll do it honestly. He'll do it in a timely manner. He'll even make sure that you have the best advice for you and your family's needs. Things like choosing between 0% financing or cash back, questions about vehicle warranty. You can find out things like that when you go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. You have questions about your credit? Ask Mike. Questions about warranties? Ask Mike. Questions about the car buying process? You know, ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
On this Friday, we continue Bubba's church tour, and today the spotlight is on St. Francis Episcopal Church on Rock Prairie Road in College Station, where Father John Williams has been the rector for 4 years. He tells us the church got started 27 years ago by making a pretty good decision. That was in 1983.
There were at that point two Episcopal parishes, St. Andrews, which is downtown Bryan, and then at the university, St. Thomas. So Bishop Benitez wanted to organize a church that would be in the southern growth pattern. The bishop wanted the diocese to purchase land, actually, I think, contiguous on Highway 6 with a local strip club. And there was another offer, I think, by a man by the name of William Fitch, for the diocese to receive land on Rock Prairie. And the persons who were interested in organizing the mission opted for Rock Prairie over the strip club.
That was a good choice. Father Williams is the third pastor at St. Francis.
The founding vicar was Father Jeff Schiffmeyer, who came up from Houston. He was the pastor at St. Francis for 14 years.
Father Schiffmeyer moved back to Houston, and then came the second vicar.
It was Father Doyle, and Father Doyle served for 6 years. He is currently now the Bishop of Texas. He left St. Francis and worked in the Diocesan Center for a few years, and then was elected bishop last year.
Then Father John Williams, who had received his graduate degree from A&M, had served as a chaplain at St. Luke's Hospital in Houston before coming to St. Francis in 2006.
I am the third pastor, but the first rector. A year ago, the mission of St. Francis became the parish of St. Francis, which in Episcopal terms means we're autonomous and self-supporting and independent, so the church can call its pastor.
Now, back when it started in 1983, that first organizational meeting, well, was at Friends Congregational Church, which is now on 2818.
It had its organizational meeting, and they met at the Friends Church. And so the St. Francis always has a warm place for for that parish.
From there, the mission of St. Francis was just to find a place to worship. There was a lot of moving around.
They call themselves Holy Rollers. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. That's because everything they had was on wheels. They moved it from one place to another. They set up house at Oakwood Middle School in 1984. In 1985, at South Knoll. In 1986, they set up house at St. Michael's Academy. And again, every Sunday, everything was rolled in and rolled out, so hence that name.
Then in June of 1988, they consecrated their current campus on Rock Prairie Road, right across the street from A&M Middle School.
And they did what small churches do. They did a lot of sweat equity. Jim Holzer was the architect for that campus, and his design won a number of awards by the Academy of Architects. He subsequently has died, sadly, since I've been here. The early founding members cleaned space, made the property ready for building. They cleaned up extras and trash and saved money where they could by putting in their own efforts.
And hey, speaking of St. Francis Episcopal Church on Rock Prairie, coming up tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, you're invited to bring your animal companion for a blessing celebrating the ministry of St. Francis of Assisi and his love for all creatures. Just have your animal leashed or in a cage, and Father John will be there to hand out the blessings to your animals. This is Bubba's Church Tour. I'm Tom Turbeville on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
WTAW News Time, 831, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, mid-80s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. In the time it takes a second shift employee to start and end their workday, the Bryan man accused of a drive-by shooting last weekend was in and out of jail. Police say 27-year-old Rogelio Munoz turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Munoz is charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from last Sunday night's gunfire into a home in the 300 block of Bluegrass. Two victims received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. There are still more questions than answers after two discussions among members of the Bryan School Board about how they'll go about selecting the district's next superintendent. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the latest.
The agenda for last night's Bryan ISD trustees special meeting did not allow the board to consider action. There remains no majority whether to hire a search firm. In executive session, David Stasny offered names of existing Bryan District employees. Before that, Stasny and Kelly Levy disagreed on the chances of finding someone outside the district.
I just hear you saying we can't do this.
No, I didn't say anything of that nature at all. I said to be careful about thinking that this process is going to bring all sorts of people out of the woodwork that are going to be the kind of people we want. And that's why I want to make sure that we look at all possibilities, especially internally, before we decide that this is the only way to go.
Stasny also responded to Maritza Hoffman's comment that she wasn't ready to settle on promoting someone from within.
Why would I be interested in settling with, I assume that implies, well, let's just take whatever comes along and don't worry about it. You got to be kidding me. Y'all not know me at all? Or been together this long and you don't have any clue about me?
course I'm not interested in settling. That's ridiculous.
Trustees President Pat Shields says he expects some movement when the board holds its next meeting. Stansny is the only current board member involved in using a search firm nearly 10 years ago to hire Herman Smith from Greenville. And Stansny and Merrill Green are the only members still around who promoted Mike Cargill 7 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Most of the burglary alarms that police in College Station respond to are false alarms, and now staff and the city council are interested in making alarm holders pay more for those calls. Assistant Police Chief Larry Johnson told the council during a recent workshop they've been talking to an outside firm that would send out fine notices and collect the money.
They do the billing, the collection, and that also not only help us to recapture officer time, but staff time. We have a police assistant that spends a significant amount of time going through all of this, sending those letters, determining whether or not we're at five or if it's been within the last 12 months. Also, it's, you know, not only officer time, but we have staff time involved in that also.
The assistant chief also says Bryan and other cities are using third-party collection firms to reduce the number of false alarms. And part of summer vacation for some area high school students from Robertson County specifically was visiting convenience stores in Bryan College Station. Gina Neuendorf of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse says a study was done of the advertising tobacco companies place in the stores. All but two of the 18 stores received a D or F on tobacco advertising, but Neuendorf says there was another surprise.
There was a ton of advertising for alcohol, a whole lot. We were really surprised at how much of the space in the convenience stores is really taken up by alcohol advertisements as well.
And the study takes into account not only the volume, but the placement of the advertising. More comments about the study can be found on our website. You can go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It is 70 degrees right now, and your forecast is coming up next. Another look at local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let's see. Feast with royalty. Check. Throw back a cold one. Check.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Eat a steaming hot turkey leg. Check.
Oh, you're checking your to-do list for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, don't forget Dancing with a Merry Maiden. I'm going to have to wash my tights.
Check off your to-do list at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Journey to a magical world of wonder. Behold new adventures, exotic foods, unique shopping, and endless entertainment. Enjoy 8 themed weekends, October 9th through November 28th. Get tickets online at texrenfest.com.
You can't handcuff an employee to a desk, ma'am.
Well, you don't understand how hard it is to find a good employee. I couldn't just let him go.
Going to extremes to avoid having to look for new employees? Then you need AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Officer, I have been giving him water and crackers and his own jug to wee in.
Post as many jobs as you want and start receiving resumes from qualified local employees in minutes.
I give him 2 sponge baths a day.
It's illegal.
Sponge baths?
I like sponge baths.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Let's do some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
A large high-pressure system continues to sit right over the central United States, and it's going to be responsible for all the sunshine we'll see today and right through the weekend. It's also going to be responsible for eventually sending somewhat cooler weather our way. We'll have sunny weather, 85 to 90 for the high today. Clear overnight, we're down to 55 to 60. Sunshine tomorrow, 85 to 90. It'll be sunny Sunday, too. Temperatures just won't be as warm. They'll be up around 85 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
It's 8:36. It's Friday. We're going to do something special.
It's binary day.
You know, you're right. Yeah. We talked about that earlier, because if you enter it just with the 2 digits, it'd be 100110. And we called Ben and tell him, but he hijacked the show, and I'm not going to do that. He tried already. So coming up, ABC News for the last time on our show.
Are we going to have like a, well,
really?
On our show.
Golly.
Okay, yeah.
On our show.
God. So last time we'll hear what Lindsay Lohan's up to.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
you want me to pull up Kenny Rogers through the years?
No, I don't think it's quite that good.
Going away, you know.
Yeah, because I want to have a retrospective on the words they mispronounced, you know. But
right.
No, I don't think so.
And the stories we were force fed.
Yes, but no,
we're not going to have them back. Is that right?
So no, we can talk however we want to about it?
I think so, yeah.
You mean have to go crawling back through the cat door? I don't know.
Right, hope not.
No, yeah. We drew our line in the sand.
That's right.
Let's see, for whatever reason the relationship falls apart with Fox, I guess we could always go with what, Mutual?
Yeah.
USA Radio Network?
Is Mutual still around?
I don't think so. Okay, USA right. is.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I used to do Southwest Conference football. Yeah. I remember that.
There's a CNN radio news out there.
Yeah, that'll win us some fans right there.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah, next up, MSNBC.
That'd be great. A dog in Australia rushed into surgery after it swallowed a shot of booze, shot glass and all.
I don't know why it swallowed the booze.
Billy the Hunting Dog. I guess that's his entire name, right?
It's on his collar.
Yeah. Was staying with a dog sitter who decided to throw a little party. Apparently, the pooch spotted a glass of Jägermeister? Yeah, them too.
Or Jägermeister.
Jägermeister.
I thought Jägermeister. No.
And have you ever tried that stuff?
Yes. It's unfortunate. It's liquid licorice is what it is.
It's just nasty. And the guy said, well, it's better if it's cold. I'm going, no, it's not. No, I'm sure it's not. Anyway.
Yeah, because that's the stuff that they'll put in the freezer.
Yeah. Nobody knew it had happened until 3 days later. Dog started coughing up blood. X-ray spotted the glass right there. Pet needed surgery. He's fine. He won't be drinking any more Jürgi.
Jaeger.
Yeah. Jürgi Meister.
Jürgi Meister? Sounds like a guy you knew at a frat in college.
It's the Jürgi Meister. We get services that give us stories, you know, about just stuff that if we want to talk about it, it's here. Obviously, this story written by a young person. The father of current Dancing with Stars contestant Jennifer Grey is headed back to Broadway. A guy named Joel Grey.
Oh, that's all?
He's identified as the father of current Dancing with the Stars contestant Jennifer Grey.
Who's going to win, by the way?
I don't care.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Here's a guy who, I believe, didn't he win an Oscar? Certainly won like a handful of Tony Awards, but he's Jennifer Grey's daddy.
Well, he's no EGOT, though.
So. Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that.
What?
That Joel Grey was Jennifer Grey's daddy.
Oh, all right. Okay,
I really didn't know.
So who's going to win? All right, I don't care. Who's
going to
win?
No, that's what he was saying, that Jennifer Grey is going to win.
I see.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah, but of course, she's kind of a professional dancer. She did that dancing movie, you know.
Huh?
She was in Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Okay. Oh, I guess I saw that.
Yeah. She was the...
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. Okay. Can we pull this up out of the ditch?
Well,
probably not. It's my fault. Okay. So Cincinnati Bengals player Chad Ochocinco, right?
Oh, yeah. Had a little typo issue.
I don't know why he believed that it was important to come out with his own cereal. Are there enough cereals out there already? Don't they have that pretty well under control? But Chad decides he wants to do that. And so he decides he's going to print this 800 number on the box for his Feed the Children charity.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did. And, of course, it's not a toll-free travel service that they happen to get.
Problem is it was supposed to be an 888 number.
Yeah, and he put in 800,
which happened to get something different. Was naughty, naughty.
Yeah, so there you go. The head of the Washington State Potato Commission said he's sick of people linking spuds to junk food, so starting today... Chris Voigt says that he's going to eat nothing but taters for 60 days. Nothing but taters. 20 plain taters a day.
He's going to get tatered out.
He is. And no cheating with cheese toppings, nor gravy, or sour cream, butter, or bacon bits.
Just dry potatoes?
That's what it says.
That's not going to go well.
A rich source of potassium, fiber, and vitamin C. You know what I'm thinking is he'll... Take a bite of the potato and then jam some cheese in his mouth. See, it won't be on the potato.
Cheat
that way.
Well, you know, baked potato with nothing on it's good for you.
Understand, and that's the whole point.
Right.
But you know what? Not the tastiest thing.
No.
Celery without peanut butter is good for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What's going to make you down it? Hey, Bookface, you see this? They made a small change in their friend request area. Did you boys notice this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Previously, you could either confirm or ignore a request. Now, ignore has been replaced with not now.
Ah.
You don't want to hurt their feelings, see?
Yeah.
But it doesn't send anyone a notification if someone rejects your friend request.
I've always wondered that.
And I'm glad to know that because I do that from time to time, but I don't want to hurt their feelings.
It doesn't say so-and-so turned down your friend request.
Right.
I don't think it does. I mean,
yeah.
Now it's just so-and-so thinks you're a loser and turned down your request.
You just don't hear that they accepted it.
So then does that mean that there's a list of pending people there if you say not now?
Yeah.
Does that mean if you go back
to their profile and you click add as a friend, it will say, you know, you have a friend request pending from Scott DeLuca.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Maluka. Yeah. Thank you. Well, anyway, when somebody requests to be your friend on Bookface, they automatically subscribe them to all of your public posts in their news feed. Is that right? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, spoken like a vet.
Thanks. I want to talk about that thing that happened with the kid getting taped and him committing suicide. You boys want to go there? I mean, I'm just asking you here on the radio. Simply because there's some privacy issues.
Yeah, it's a huge invasion of privacy.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll talk about it. Let's do some breaks, and then we'll do a break, and let's talk about that.
We would like to announce something new from Corsair, and it's called the new Silver Bullet Pint. It's aluminum. It's a 16-ouncer. It's gonna
the new Silver Bullet Aluminum Pint from Coors Light, official beer sponsor of the NFL. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When it's not raining, wiper blades are the furthest thing from your mind. But when it's pouring down and you can't see because your wipers are smearing, it's hard to think of anything else. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Replace your wiper blades now while you're thinking about it. You'll find the best brands, low prices, and the help you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Improve visibility and save money at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and save $2 per blade on Bosch Excel or Evolution wiper blades. These premium blades install in one simple step, and their quiet glide finish ensures clear vision in any weather. Bosch Excel or Evolution wiper blades save $2 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Attention hunters and shooters. From October 8th through the 11th, the Cawthon Cartridge Club near Millican is holding hunter prep days for all skill levels. This course will be taught by nationally renowned hunting and shooting expert Daryl Holland. Learn rifle safety, tips and tricks from Daryl, like proper rifle cleaning, drop and wind drift, establishing a perfect 100-yard zero, and receive a detailed equipment check on your rifle with your ammo. This course is completely comprehensive and a must for serious hunters. Call Steve at 1-775-772-3434 or CCC Shooter.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Pastor R.C. Linton. I'm pastor here in Navasota, Texas, St. Martinville Baptist Church. I come to encourage us to buy our automobiles from Team Auto here in Navasota.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navasota and get yourself a great deal.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 14 minutes till. I don't know if this is a third rail issue or not, but I just thought it was something, as a parent, you have to think about this for your kiddo. Young man named Tyler Clementi, I believe is his name, and he was a student at Rutgers, and his roommate videotaped him doing some stuff that, you know, probably he would not want public. And then help me out here, Chase. It was his roommate and a friend of the roommate, and they videoed Clementi.
They videotaped him. It was a homosexual encounter.
Yeah.
And then posted it online.
And then the young man commits suicide 3 days later. And the question is, and the body's been identified now, question is, should the roommate and friend have some sort of criminal culpability for this?
I think so. I mean, you know, just from what I'm hearing, I, you know, whether it would stand up in court, I.
Okay, what are you going to charge him with?
Manslaughter?
Well, no. And you can't see, and here's the reason you can't do manslaughter, I believe. I'm not a lawyer and don't pretend to be one. But their intent was not for him to do himself bodily harm. Mm-hmm. There was no was not their intent.
I'm not saying you'd win, but I'm not saying that it would.
Well, there was a case in Missouri, Chase, within the last 6-8 months?
The Facebook girl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where
she committed suicide because of nasty things that another girl's mother was posting online
the
about her.
The mother of this girl.
Under a fake name.
And she was acquitted, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was indicted but was acquitted. And the reason it, I think you need to discuss it is that I understand that there is a sense of desire to be recognized or a sense of celebrity, and so people just put more information than they need to out there on the Internet for public consumption so that the lines of privacy basically have at least been blurred and maybe erased. Now, what this young man chooses to do with this dead young man, what he chose to do with his life while he was alive, really basically is his business. And if it was a consenting situation, I just don't know that the roommate taping this and then making it public, I mean, it's a tremendous, as you say, a tremendous invasion of privacy that led to a tragic end. I mean, obviously there are extenuating circumstances when someone is commits suicide.
I don't see how you can even attempt to hold the roommate or the friend criminally liable for what happened, because ultimately the young man's decision to end his life was his own. He chose to do that. That was his choice.
And,
now, can they be held civilly liable? That would be, I mean, the burden of proof in a lawsuit, which I think I will be shocked if this doesn't go that route. I mean, the burden of proof in criminal court is beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And the burden of proof in a civil trial is a preponderance of the evidence. And that's why OJ, was found liable in a civil court for Nicole and Ronald's deaths, but was acquitted in a criminal court.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the verdict was announced today. This is the anniversary of that, just ironically.
Creepy. I didn't even know that.
But my thought is, as parents, we need to make sure that our young people understand, you know, maybe it's not the best thing in the world to put everything about your private life out there for people to see.
But that's just it. This young man that killed himself didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
No.
He had an expectation of privacy. As far as we know, this was a surreptitious recording.
Mm-hmm.
And any time anything is surreptitiously recorded, I mean, now at that point, I mean, I give you Aaron Andrews as Exhibit A, perhaps there is some criminal liability on that part, because Aaron Andrews' stalker was found guilty because of that. But it's not of manslaughter. It's not of something of that high of a degree, because once again, you would have to prove that they intended to not only cause him physical bodily harm, but that they intended to end his life.
Mm-hmm.
And because he ultimately chose to do that himself, they did not put him in a situation where his life would be ended.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about before, sometimes in a comic way or other way, understand that every one of your friends now has at least a camera and possibly a video camera in their pocket. There are so many devices out there where these people can become the, what is it, paparazzo? Is that singular?
Paparazzi is plural.
Okay, yeah.
Become a paparazzo. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they end up having a camera. They can capture anything. So you bring up the term expectation of privacy, and that may go out the window. And when you take this point in a person's life.
My response to that, just to interject here, is if he was behind closed doors in his bedroom, and this has nothing to do with what he was doing.
Right.
Okay? This isn't about agreeing or disagreeing with what he was doing. But if he was in his home or if he was in his bedroom behind closed doors and he had no knowledge that that was being recorded, yes, there was an expectation of privacy. Now, if I go out in the parking lot and I start doing donuts and acting a fool and the police come because I'm disturbing the peace and I start fighting them back and they tase me and all this other kind of stuff and it attracts a crowd, I'm out in the public eye at that point.
Right.
There's a huge, huge difference as opposed to me going to my home thinking I am safe in my home with an expectation of privacy, and something happens within the confines of my home that is not illegal, that is my personal business and then gets posted out there. And once again, I give you Aaron Andrews as an exhibit, right. And that was within a hotel room.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm trying to say is this is a very emotional time for kiddos from that age 12 to 20, where a whole bunch of things are going on, and things that are not going to be nearly as important in 10 years are tragically important.
Well,
right now.
And I think probably fair to say, based on his reaction, his parents probably didn't know.
Sure, that could very well be. And but
or perhaps his parents knew, but not many others did. And you know, he was dealing with the emotional trauma of having that foisted upon him or foisted upon his acquaintances without doing it on his terms.
It calls to grown-ups the responsibility again, and his parents to make every effort that your kiddo understand that this situation is out there. And again, something could happen where they would be mortified because, again, of their emotional frailty, possibly at this age, that not that they would be go to the nth degree of committing suicide, but certainly understand that some act that they had done, thinking that there was privacy involved, becomes public, becomes viral, and it impacts their life in a very, very negative way. And I think we need to help our kids get through that time. But, I mean, it's a tragic situation. But understand that expectation of privacy is greatly diminished by the electronic media that we have now. And that's all. It's an unfortunate situation. Any final thoughts, Tom?
Well, I apologize for getting manslaughter is a criminal a thing. It's not a civil type of deal. My mind was thinking civil when I said manslaughter, which I should not have said. That certainly wouldn't be the charge in something like that.
In other words,
I was thinking wrongful death is what I was thinking.
You'd like to see a course of some sort of punishment for these.
Well, you can sue anybody for anything.
Sure, you can.
So and like I'm like Chase. I would be surprised if there is not a civil case involved in this.
All right, five till.
Feeling all right, yes, I'm cruising tonight. Just left the Wolf Creek car wash, I'm ready to ride. A detail of wash, and yes, an oil change too. A real friendly staff that will satisfy you. Don't need a lot of money, don't take a lot of time. Looking good when you drive. Wolf Creek car wash, and oil change. Drive in dirty, drive away clean.
Kiddo!
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about 4 minutes till. New York State police said a traffic stop of a woman using her cell phone while driving led to the arrest of her husband on an 8-year-old warrant. Wonder how long they've been married.
Yeah.
You did what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
exactly.
said, huh? Police said a trooper pulled a woman over Thursday in Albany for cell phone violation. She told the officer that she was calling her husband to say that she would be late for dinner. Routine vehicle check with the DMV discovered the woman's husband, the owner of the vehicle, was wanted in Florida on a third-degree grand larceny charge. Ah, dog. She got a ticket and then said, I'll follow you to the house. And they arrested him. And then there's the story of the Connecticut man wearing an I Have a Drinking Problem T-shirt.
Oh, please tell me there's a mugshot.
No, I don't know that there is. Arrested Wednesday night for drunk driving after losing control of his car and crashing into a house. They pull him out.
I've got a drinking problem.
All right. Here we go. Here are our app stories for the day. A toddler in Australia used her tiny little finger to run up a $50 bill on app purchases on the family iPad. Her mama said the tot's a big fan of the iPad, uses it every day for a few hours. Mom says she was checking her email one night, had messages thanking her for her Apple App Store purchases. Sweetie, don't be doing that. On the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Elmo, thanks you for your purchase.
Yes.
On the other end of the spectrum, there's a common misconception that old folks aren't into technology, but AARP says that couldn't be further than the truth. The 50-plus crowd, one of the fastest-growing segments using mobile devices. So this week, AARP is unveiling a series of brand-new apps for the iPhone. iPad, and iPod Touch. The main new AARP app serves up a digital version of the AARP membership card. So you can get 12 bucks off of Lacana. Complete with your member ID number, an optional photo that you can snap from your phone, and a barcode that would let members scan for discounts on products and services.
Where'd I put that iPod? Where's that thing? I want to get a discount here on these Wheaties and prunes.
Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. My mother-in-law is 86 years old, and she, for the past 6 years, she's had a little email machine. All it is just a little keyboard, and she types emails and pushes a button, and it goes, and emails come to her. And it's really just changed her life for the better.
Yeah,
it really has. Yeah, it's fantastic. No pictures, no internet, nothing like that. Just email back and forth.
All right, here's a shock for the fourth straight year. The majority of U.S. Americans say they have little or no trust in mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. Very nice.
There you go.
57%.
Coming up next, the news from ABC.
That's right. We'll have that for you. 57% now say that this is a record high by one percentage point. 43% of Americans who express a great deal or fair amount of trust lies at a record low. Bad numbers. They've been keeping this since 1970. It's the worst ever. Well, that's the way it goes. Now, let me say, now again, we're going to do something special because it's the last day of ABC News on our show.
But,
on this date, in 1896, the U.S. Post Office established rural free delivery. And in 1903, the first game of the World Series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and Boston
Braves?
Americans.
Ah,
the Boston Americans. Henry Ford introduced the Model T.
Yeah.
Cost $825 on this date in 1908.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah. Johnny Carson debuted as host of The Tonight Show in 1962. Disney World opened in 1971. And a birthday card in 2005, introduced by Hallmark, bearing the title CSI Topeka, featured a cartoon of two people standing over a corpse, one of them saying, "Looks like he was bored to death." You open it up and it says, "Hope your birthday is anything but dull." See? They got it. All right, real quick. You got about 30 seconds.
The Social Network gets a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is the story.
Negative review is from Facebook.
Yeah, this is a story about the founders of Facebook, Jesse Eisenberg and Justin Timberlake. Case 39.